Blog Talk Radio.
Coming in, going to be talking about a couple shows going on. I have a couple things going on about the coming up events coming in. Lion, Tigers, and Bears will be coming up real soon. Only got 2 weeks, you guys, it's coming in. Also, July 3rd, Grudgment Day, that'll be also coming in. And it's quite a bit we got coming in. I got a few other things coming in. They're going to be coming on air. And, let me make sure I let everybody know ahead of time because I'm getting on here right now. I'm going to have to say it. I am involved in the July 3rd. That's towards me. After dark will be towards me, whatever. Also, October, North versus South, that'll be me. I got no problem. You know, I have to go out there and put it out there because I seen what somebody try to go and put and think they're doing me a slick or whatever, want to do the hate, but, you know, hate all you want. It doesn't matter. It ain't going to do nothing to make me push harder. As of saying anything about looking out for your people, I have them on a little bit later on today, OG Bobby, Weeby Cooper, Mike Brown, everything. I'll make them come on, and you'll find out firsthand. I'll let them, because they ain't going to be rehearsed what we're going to say. So they will tell you, what I did and what I didn't do. So it's no big deal. I ain't got nothing to hide. I don't have to sit behind somebody. It ain't all about the money. Like I tell people, it ain't all about the money. So something I love and something I don't even collect on certain things. So that being said, I'm going to open up a couple of mics because I want to make sure I get them in here. And I got to get a couple other guys. Oh, and also this weekend, Dexter Curry, he's got his show going on. And it'll be at Gallant this week. They got a few people doing it. I'm pretty sure it's going to be, I think it's Dobbs and Black Nasty actually racing that day also. Then you got Buddy Blow, the return of Buddy Blow also at Gallant. He's racing out there. He's got a few grudge runs and everything else going on, and they got the basically import versus almost like the import versus domestics. They're coming from Florida. They come from Jersey. A little bit of everything. So if you like those rotary cars, plus you got muscle cars there also, that'd be the place to be right now. That'd be the place to be at this week at Gallant. And if you want to do a grudge, get a grudge going on, you can get it on that day also. Dexter welcomes that. Anybody knows Dexter, he's been around for a while. Fayetteville track. Now he's been doing his races at Gallant. And I'll have him on a little bit later on also so he can tell you about it. So, but right now I'm going to open up a couple of these mics so they can go ahead before I get into Pro Stock. He'll be calling them in a little bit. And also I should have Dexter calling in. Got a few people calling in. So I want to get you guys in right away so you can talk about what you're going to do. And also I'm glad everybody's seen the put their prayers out for Wicked Bird. He had a bad accident, but he walked away. Safety first, that's what happened. That's what kept him in there, kept him safe. So by you guys not sometimes having the safety equipment on, you'd be surprised. You know, you get into an incident like he had, an accident, you probably wouldn't have made it if his stuff ain't safe. But he had all the safety equipment, and you had to talk about it. And it was pretty bad, but he'll be back. We know he'll be back. Nobody wants to see anybody down like that. So I'm going to open up a couple of these mics right now, so I'm going to open them up. 862-3221, your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, Joe? Good evening.
Hey, good evening. How's everything?
Hey, everything's everything, man. I just want to say I'm sorry to hear about Wicked Bird and his accident. Unfortunately, I hope he has a speedy recovery and get back in the game. You know, God is good. And, you know, mm-hmm. He placed his hand on him, and he actually was blessed to walk out of there, you know, as he got in, you know. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, that was... Did walk away from it, so that was a good thing. Only bad thing I say is I don't believe in, if you're getting something like that, you should go get checked out regardless. But
hopefully
it went back later on, but I don't care what anybody, you know, your adrenaline has been built up so much you don't feel nothing until the next day, so sometimes you're better off getting checked just to make sure.
Uh-huh.
Anything ever
goes
down there. So what you got going on, Tori, anything?
Well, you know, I was going to wait till, you know, because I see you had some things going on and you wanted to get some things off your chest and get some things straightened out. So I'll just wait later on to the radio show to address a couple of people.
Yeah, okay. No problem. Sounds good. All right, I'm going to open up a couple more of these mics right quick then. I'll leave the others open too. Here he is. There he is. Mr. Fat Albert, how you doing?
What's up, Joe? Good evening, everybody.
What's going on, partner?
What's up, Tori? What's going on?
Hey, man, you know, it's your world, man. I'm just in it.
Yeah. Well, Joe, I guess Mother Nature got us again. I guess she's going to be grudge race of the year. She rained on us again, but we just got to keep a pushing.
Well, you know what? I'm going to let me let everybody know something so people don't know. And I'll just let everybody know something real quick. It really wasn't the rain. The rain was no problem. The problem was it was going to get again cold that night. If it was anything else, it was not stopping. And all of a sudden, they came in at the last minute and said cold front. And I was right down there myself. I was there on Saturday, 1 o'clock, hanging out at John Torrey's shop, getting my transmission and stuff, and I was leaving. No big deal. I hung out there and everything. So basically that was going on there. And they could have raced. There ain't no doubt about it. But the problem was safety. We're going to go down there.
Right.
If you didn't think they were going to go, like the degrees was going to be like 40 degrees at night, that was the real reason why. That was the whole deal. It was nothing about the rain or anything else. And so I might as well address this thing, too, because I've seen everybody seen it and everybody called me. But I had no call on that track. I got no call on it. That was what they do. And they had every last bit of right because they had no rain in there in the forecast. But we get a lot of people out there that like to steer the plot. So basically that's why I said call them if you got a problem. Don't call me. I don't want to hear it. And the same thing with to do with Latavius and Pro Stock Joe on the show with Lion, Tigers, and Bears. I can promote it, but it don't mean that I'm part of it. I got no problem with that. That's the same with Larry. I will help him, and it ain't no big deal. It's no big deal at all. But I don't have to explain to the people what it was, but I just got tired of looking at the thing. Why put my name on it? Don't put my name on it. If you don't know anything, ask somebody first or ask that person. Don't put somebody's name on it. I think that's bullshit what they did. So that's why I didn't like it about that. If you didn't put my name on it, just say, well, call it or whatever, what they should call it. Just say the promoter or something called. Don't put my name on it. That was wrong. That's why I responded. I would never respond. Well, anytime somebody wants to put my name on it, wants to act like, you know, they know what they're doing and know what they're talking about, and it's a damn lie, I'm going to respond. I'm being real about it. That's how I felt about that. You know I felt about that, too. And when I put Weeby on the phone, or if I put Mike Brown on the phone, I put OG Bobby on the phone, I'm going to put Marcus on the phone, and I'm going to tell some stuff that they ain't even know, nobody knows. And they always think that somebody, if it's all about mine, I'm going to show you something so you can have a good eye of what happened and what did not happen. OG Bobby, I don't know if he's on here yet, but he'll be on here. And I'm going to let him say something. I'm going to let Marcus say something. I'm going to let each one of them say something, and I'm going to ask them something. And when I ask them, they ain't going to know what I'm asking them. But watch. Just watch and see for your own. And then tell me if anybody else ever do that. So I really don't care for it when they try to. You know what gets me? You go anywhere else, and I don't give a damn if the motherfucker treats you like a piece of shit, throw you in the corner and tell you, hell, stay there for 4 hours and don't even get around the lanes. They don't say shit to nary one of them. But they'll be the first one, and I don't care what you can give them, whether it's food, whether it's make grudge guys go down first, make everything for us. Man, they still got to try to find some bullshit to say. I'm being real about it. You guys don't even know what the hell some people do for you to go out the way to get something better. But you'll go kiss a person's ass that don't want you there. So that's how I look at it. I'm just being real. I don't care about this. Ain't got nothing to do with nobody else. It's got to do with me. So I'm saying it straight out. It ain't coming from nobody else's mouth. It's coming out of my mouth. So you charge me to it. Whatever you got to say, charge me to it. That's how I feel about it. So I'm going to definitely let everything go out tonight, and I don't care. Wherever it hits, oh well. You shouldn't have said it. That's all to it. You know, you guys always got something to say, something bad, or this and that. You know, if you guys are so smart, if somebody else should go and go manage a track or something like that. I mean, I like how the critics are. They can be the first one. This shit ain't easy to do. I don't care how many people done tried it. It ain't easy to try to please it. And there's certain things that turn around and go further and beyond, you know? And I'll tell you straight out, when those guys do this here thing, and what I like about them, and I'm going to be real about it, every time Larry did, when I first met him, when he first did the show, and I got to go there, he turned around and accommodated for the people. He didn't accommodate for one person. He didn't accommodate for no star. He turned around and said, anybody, when he rents those suites, anybody can walk in there. I don't care if your mother, father, whoever. If you want to go up there, you can go up there, sit back and relax and have a good time. That shit's not cheap, them suites. Ask anybody how much any one of those suites is when you go there. But do you pay anything extra? No. When he has a catered food up there, do you give him anything extra? No. But you're the first one to always cut the guy's throat or say something bad. But you go somewhere else and the motherfucker won't even give you a glass of water. And you just fucking kiss his nuts. I'm saying straight out. So it is what it is. Let the chips fall where they fall. You know, he's already knocking. He's knocking show before the show even start. That's the sad part. And y'all said our people, fuck it. That's how I feel. I'm not holding nothing back. That's all to it. Let's be real. And it's sad. It's a real sad thing. But I'm going to open up a couple of these mics. I'll get into it later on because they ain't going to like what I got to say. It is what it is. All right. Hold on one second. I'm going to open this mic right now. 845-0695. Your mic is open. 845-0695. Your mic is open.
Hey, just wanted to say hello to you guys. Hope you guys had a good weekend. Sorry for that person that got into an accident. Hopefully he comes back better than he did before. That's it. That's basically it.
Yeah, I know you guys try to make it down there. I seen you guys talking about it. I talked to them. And don't get me wrong, anybody that was out there, you know, I mean, everybody went. We went to Fayetteville, and I'll tell you right now, it was 70% chance of rain one time. And James will tell you, some guys said, we just won't get away and went down anyhow. Now, I'm being real about it. Everybody seen something that was going on, and the ones that couldn't turn around, if you look at the weather and you think that you can't go, oh, well, that's good. There ain't no problem. I'm not going to knock you. Then you got some people that said, man, heck with that. We going regardless. I know June called me up. I don't care, Joe. I'm going. We got to get away. We don't care. We going. Whatever. You know, I can't stop you. I ain't going to say. But I'm just letting you know. You know, you look at the weather report yourself, and you go for your own. So I can't. I'm not calling it. I can't call it. They told me they're not calling it, and that's it. It is what it is, you know. And then when they said they're going to, when they can call it, if I'm not mistaken, I think they said 8:39. Am I right, Fat Albert? Is he still there? Fat Albert, are you there?
Yeah.
They said they were going to call it at 9 o'clock that morning.
9 o'clock, yeah. The decision is going to be made at 9.
And they may end up calling it before that. They end up calling it earlier than that. Because they were, it was only problem was because when it said it's going to feel like it's below 40, they said, nah, we ain't going to let nobody go down. And the sad part was if he wanted to, he could have opened up and it would have been packed because everybody and their mama called me and said, we down here, man, we want to go racing. We want to go racing. But, you know, like they said, they didn't want the guys going down there scared that somebody would tear their car up and then they got a conscience. So that's what it was. It says, it's not raining, this and that. Anywhere else you went, nobody else was opening either. You know, the first thing you get a bad rap, the track ain't hooking or whatever, something stupid. And also somebody tears their car up. That was Sunday, so. That being said, it was what it was. And, you know, we'll keep it moving. It is. It's crazy, but I want to see if OG Bobby's on here, hit the one button now. If you're here, hit the one button. I don't know if he's here yet. Okay, hold on one second. Let's see if this OG Bobby. No, this ain't. 516-6362, your mic is open.
Joe, what's going on, baby? Squats off.
Not much. What's going on now?
Ain't in there, man. Yo, man, there was a lot of people that wanted to see that event get off this weekend. It's unfortunate it didn't happen, but the fortunate thing is the hype is still there. And, you know, for me personally being down here, I didn't know whose event that was, Joe. But I know it's always talked about on your show. So when I was looking for answers to find out when's the show going to be called, is it going to get off, I looked to you because I don't know Larry T. I don't know Larry T. And quite personally, whenever I see custom tees, I think about Joe Gray because I don't know Larry T. And I at least know if I see custom tees, I feel if I don't know Larry T, I can ask Joe because Joe knows Larry or Joe is involved with Larry, whether in an event or being personal friends, that he knows enough to give me the answers I need. So without knowing what was going on, I did look to you for answers. You may have not have had it, But that was who I was looking for answers. But the show played out the way it was supposed to, for whatever reason. It rained. I think the track made the perfect decision. I said that was going to happen on Saturday, on Friday, when I spoke to Bobby. When I spoke to Bobby Friday night, he called me. He said, "Ty, what do you want to do? I don't want you to drive this far." I said, "Bobby, I don't want to drive that far either, man." I said, "It's going to be cold. It's going to be cold and damp. I don't care how many dryers they have to dry that track. It's going to be cold and damp. It's going to be water in the pits. It's going to be cold air temperature. It's going to be a cold day. Nobody wants to go out there with that, with these cars."
Well, let me just tell you, I'm going to tell you, stop you right quick. Bobby was out there. He was out there. He was in the pits. You see the pits. You can see where he was at, right over there. You can see when they showed the thing, the track was dry. The pits was dry. The way they got the situation now, Royce put wells in there, and it goes right off the track. So, I mean, as
right.
of anything
but,
else, it was nothing like that. The problem was they were worrying about at 10 o'clock at night, 9:30, 10 at night. If they'd have had guys out there and they shut it down, it would be a problem because everybody said, "Man, you said it ain't going to close to 11, even though it's an hour and a half." But these guys would have still want to get their runs up. Between all the way up to 7:30, 8 o'clock, it was no problem at all. The problem is when they get to 10 o'clock, and that's what's going to be the problem. They could have got the races off there. But, you know, I'm going to be real about it. Larry T didn't care. He just didn't want to have disappoint somebody and tell him, "You can't go down." And he already advertised he was going to say 11 o'clock. And then you guys at 10 o'clock and everybody want to go down the track. I remember one day Larry was out there and he got a big flag. And anybody can tell you what happened. I'll bring Young Stang on here because Young Stang was the one wanted to do that race. And they said, "No, we can't go any further." And he was willing to give them $2,000 just to make that race that day. I never forget it. And they said, "No, they cannot let you go down there." And that's what, and everybody had a heart attack. "Well, you really supposed to be going in, you're supposed to go this far," and guess what? They get the bad rap, and that's it. But as of anyway up to 8 o'clock, it's been no problem racing on that track. The problem is they just didn't want to cut the show off on everybody and then say, "Look, you're going to turn around, somebody's going to get hurt, we don't want to shut it down, we're going to shut it down." So if they were about money, they could have ran it from there to 8 o'clock with no problem. Anybody could have went down that track, 1, 2, 3, and Roy said there was going to be no problem with 1, 2, 3 getting down that track. After 8 o'clock, that was going to be the problem. Anything after that. But being said, I'm going to say something else. I'm going to say something else because I've seen a couple things somebody wrote down, you know, and I'm going to bring Mike Brown on here. I'm going to bring Mike Brown. Matter of fact, hit the one button. OG Bobby hit the one button. Weavy hit the one button. I want those guys to come on and let them. I'm going to let you hear what they had to say. So I kind of like got offended about a couple things, and I'm gonna let it all fly out. I don't care. I could care less. I'm being real about it. I could care less about anything. Right now, I just don't like putting my name in scandal on no bullshit. I'm no gay hustler, no nothing like that. So I don't like the stuff when people put shit down. They got my number, or they can hit me on Messenger just like anybody else do. Hit me on Messenger. I'll tell you what the deal is. I don't want to be putting everybody – nobody's supposed to know business, period, that way. Anybody's business is their business. I don't ask who you work for. I don't ask the next man who you work for. I don't say nothing. I just turn around. I don't talk that stuff on Facebook because that stuff there gets you in trouble with some crazy stuff. So if somebody come on Messenger, I'll just say, I'll direct you to the person, and that's it. And that's it. I'm not going to turn around and be putting something out, and I say I'm the wrong guy for putting it out there. So basically, they wanted to do what they got to do, and I got no problem. I shouldn't even put that out there. But I wasn't supposed to. That was my call to put nothing out there. But I did it. I did. And you can test Fat Albert. He knew about the stuff. He knew the same thing we're talking about. But we see it all the time, and I'm just being real about it. So basically, hold on. I got this phone. Here he is right now. Let me just open this mic right now. 973-0561. Your mic is open.
Yeah, what's up, Joe? OG.
Okay, OG. How you doing? Okay, this is why I'm going to give all you guys something. Now you're going to hear something. OG, I'm going to tell you something right now. I know you tried to get in touch with Marcus, right? Am I right?
I talked to them.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I want to talk to Marcus because I didn't want you to turn around and have to make a ride. All right. I said, well, if it's going, if we're worrying about it, I'll see what we can do. Okay. OG, I called up Marcus, and Marcus said, well, we down here, man. It's dry, man. It's going. We going to race. We going to do it. I said, what did I just go ahead and tell them exactly? I ain't got to say nothing. You go ahead and tell the rest from there. What I called you up. What did I tell you?
Once I called you up and you talked, you said you're going to call the track and find out what's going on. I said, Joe, I'm already loaded to go, but I don't know if we're going to, because I talked to Brandon and I talked to Marcus, and they both said they're going to get back to me, but they never did. So when I called you, and then you said, well, let me call the track to find out who you had to talk to find out what's going on, then that's when you called me about 5 o'clock that afternoon, or 5 or 6 o'clock that afternoon. And then you said, Bobby, as far as right now, the track is still on. So by them not calling me back, I'm assuming you had talked to them or they knew it was the track was still on. That's why me and my crew loaded up and we went on down there. I got down about 10:45, 11, somewhere around that by time, and all that rain coming down my car. So when I got to the hotel, we checked in, and you called me the next morning and told me what it was. The dad shut the shit down, and that was it. I was just pissed off because, like I said, I tried to talk to Brandon. I talked to him. And
well, hold on. I'm just gonna let you. I'm gonna cut you off for a second because I want to let everybody know something. I know when you told me you talked to Brandon, I figured, okay, you good with that. I'm gonna go. You told me to get in touch with Marcus, so I went and got in touch with Marcus. But I knew Marcus won the race. Marcus won the race. But I'm going to just tell it because I know you don't want to tell everything, but I'm going to tell it, okay? I turned around and said, look, I don't want to see you lose your deposit like that not coming down. So basically that's why I said we need to have some kind of a rule, strict rule about weather. I said, I'm not your deposit man. I said, you didn't put no weather in. I said, all I can do is try to get hook y'all up, try to see if y'all can make it for another date in case or do a rain thing, whatever. No problem.
Right.
Marcus said he wasn't. He knew he was racing. He figured it was going to be okay. He even went down to I think La Plata, the where they stayed at and hanged out. Right. I didn't want to see OG mess up. I said, OG, since you're already heading out there, don't worry about it. I don't care. Regardless, and I ain't got nothing to do with it. I told OG, I said, whatever the gas money is that you're going to spend there, I said, I got you. So I don't want to see you lose your money like that. I don't care if you don't do the race. Now, did I not do what I said I did?
Yeah, you did.
All right.
But
so
that was
everybody.
Hold up.
I'm straightening my stuff out. I'm straightening this out now because people always start that like, let your people know. I look out for my guys. I don't care who it is. I don't care any one of my guys. I don't care what it is. I ain't going to let them go out and think like they got jerked or got played. I'm going to make sure they're okay. And so I did what I had to do. And people don't even know half of the story, but I don't tell my story what I do. I ain't even got no money, but I didn't want to see the man get hurt like that, got to take a ride, or he got to give up a deposit. It's the same thing. Any one of them, and then when I'm going to pull Mike Brown on here and Weeby and Mike, I'll let them say what they got to say. And I took care and make sure they're straight. They were like men. They handled like men. They talked to each other. Got both of them on the phone. They handled like men. And they said, okay, we understand. We ain't going to mess around and hold each other for it. That's what they did. That's what they did. A lot of times, a lot of people don't realize half of the story that goes on. I don't know the other stuff with anything else with y'all two. Whatever it is what it is. But I'm clearing myself. I don't like how somebody gonna put something down there on Facebook and then, you people, you let your people be something. Man, dude, I take care. I make sure everybody all right. I go beyond. I know damn well ain't nobody else doing that shit. And they ain't even a damn promoter. I'm being real about it. And I wasn't a promoter, and I turned around out of my damn pocket. And I tell you right now, I would have did it for any one of them guys. Any one of my guys come down there, they turn around. I'm not gonna let them be out there and get jerked or whatever. That's plain and simple. I even did it one time, and I got $50,000 on here right now, and he'll tell you what happened or something. But certain things I don't tell, but so I'm gonna start telling it and putting it out there.
Let me throw this in there for a minute, Joe. OG Bobby called me on Friday night he called me, said, Ty, I don't want you to come all the way, what you want to do with the race? I said, Bobby, calling me, I appreciate it, I don't want to go out there because it's going to be cold. It's not about the rain. I said, this is the conversation we had. I said, it's not about the rain, Bobby. I said, it's going to be cold, and there's no sun to warm that place up. It's going to be cold. And I said, you got to spray nitrous. I said, me, it's not about the dollar value of the car. It's about somebody getting hurt. We had this whole conversation. We agreed Friday night that I was not coming up there. I told Bobby, I said, Bobby, as of right now, I'm not coming up there. He said, I don't want you to lose a deposit. I said, I don't want you to lose a deposit either. We can worry about putting the money up another day. I said, Bobby, if I change my mind, I will call you back tomorrow by 10 o'clock.
No.
That's what I said. Bobby, I didn't call you back because I didn't change my mind on coming up there. But you get on there Sunday morning kicking my back in, talking about I ain't call you and I made you drive all the way there. I said, Bobby, why would I make you drive all the way there? I told you that Friday night we decided not to race. And if things look better, I would call you back Saturday night at 10 o'clock when I was going to leave to come up there. You didn't get a call back because I didn't change my mind.
How am I supposed to know you changed your mind, Brandon?
Hold on. I'm going to give you a chance to talk.
No, I'll let you talk. No, you going to let me.
On.
All right, go ahead and finish. Go ahead and finish.
I'm not done, though. You didn't let me talk because I'm not done. It's been 6 years since I drove all the way to New York, 1,000 miles, to pick up a $500 deposit. Do you really think I would do that to you and make you drive to Maryland, which is even closer? But here's the other thing. We had agreed on that, Bobby. If you really felt some type of way, I asked you, why wouldn't you just call me again? Oh, because I called you once. Why should I have to call you again? Bobby, because if you don't want to waste your time, the least you could do, I picked up the phone for you. We spoke about it. We was courteous about it. We said we wasn't racing. I told you if I changed my mind about racing, I would call you back at 10 o'clock. I didn't call you back because I ain't changed my mind. What, you really think I would make you drive to Maryland? I told you, and I wasn't bullshitting. Whatever you paid out of pocket expenses, your plugs, your gas, whatever you want, I'll send you that money right now because that's how I get down. I wasn't joking about that. But you got to kick my back until I made you drive this far. I'm like, why would I? Really? We had an agreement. It's not my fault you didn't understand what I said. I thought it was agreed upon that we was not racing Friday night. When we hung up the phone, we was not racing Friday night.
Brandon, if I had known we wasn't racing Friday night, I would have took my black ass down there and just did what we discussed. You did not. All I said to you, I don't want your deposit. I don't want your money. I ain't want nothing. All I wanted to know is a clear understanding of what we was going to do. That's all I kept saying to you. And then you said, I was waiting for your phone call. I was waiting for your phone call to call me back. You never called me back.
I never called you back because I said, if I changed my mind about racing, I'll call you back.
There you go.
I called you back. I didn't change my mind.
You're not going to make me look like a fool out here because that's not what happened.
You look like a fool, bro.
You said you're going to call back. We didn't agree. Go ahead, Brandon. Keep talking.
Bro,
I'm trying
you
to
look like a fool, bro.
No,
you
look
like
a fool. How like a fool
because
when you said
you
were
going to Maryland,
back.
And I told you I was not racing. I told you Friday night I wasn't going up there. I told you Friday night I wasn't. I told you
once
Friday
Joe
night
said,
I was not
once
driving
Joe
up
said
there.
It was on, and I didn't hear from you. What you want me to do? Keep calling, make it seem like I'm trying to chicken out the race.
You,
no, I wasn't going to do that.
Listen,
if I took the initiative, to call you, you could have took the same initiative to call me back.
Why would I call you back? I just said, Bobby, we agreed Friday night that we were not racing. The only time I was supposed to call you back is if I change my mind and say, yo, Bobby, you know what? I want to race. Let's go do it.
No.
I didn't call you because I didn't change my mind about racing.
No. No. That's not how it went. You not going to put
that
out there like that, Brandon.
That's exactly
that,
how
that's
it went,
that's
Bobby.
The story you want to stick with, then that's
Bobby,
what it is.
What do I have to gain? Listen, what do I have to gain by saying I didn't call you back? What do I have to get?
Do you
want to
face? You didn't want to face this ass whooping coming. That's what the only thing you gained.
Why would
you didn't
want
to face this
ass
whooping coming.
Cold,
and then you're
going to
put
Bobby.
On Facebook talking about, I pulled a stunt. What kind of stunt was that? I did what I was supposed to do. Came up, showed
you
up.
Didn't
now, had
what
I
you
not showed up.
Do. You were supposed to
had
send
I
your
not,
black ass
had
in
I not,
because you wasn't racing.
I can't do what I made my car
to
come on down for nothing. I had a pocket full of money, and we had all my cars ready to go.
Listen,
so why would I come out not come down?
We both had a pocket full of money, bro.
Well, don't tell
it's
me
not about
that. Because you said you're going to call me back. That's all I asked was to call back. That
I,
was it.
Listen, Bobby, can we agree on something? I did say I was going to call you back if I changed my mind about racing. I didn't change my mind, so you didn't get a call back.
That part right there, Brandon, you did not say.
That's exactly what I said, bro. But it's neither here nor there, man. I'm glad you in one piece. I'm sorry you wasted your time driving down there, but don't make it seem like I made you do that bullshit, bro. Don't make it seem like I did that.
You didn't make me do nothing. All I said was it was a simple call. That's all I asked for. I ain't asked for no money. I wasn't hurt for no money. I ain't asked for none of that. All I asked was a simple call back. That I would have told Joe, with some other guys, I'm the truck racer, they ain't coming. But once Joe said it was everything was on the go, I had to go. So had I not showed up and y'all showed up, then what? Y'all be looking for your money, right?
I told you Friday night that I wasn't racing.
Had I not showed up and y'all showed up or whoever, then what? Y'all be looking for your money, right?
I wasn't looking for your money because we already agreed we wasn't racing Friday night.
Oh, my God. All right,
I wasn't looking for your money. I'm still trying to figure out why you drove to the track, bro. I'm still trying to figure out why you drove to the track.
Because Joe Greg called and said it was still on and popping.
It
should not matter.
Since I didn't
hear from you, nor Marcus.
Whether the track was open or closed, Bobby, that's the problem. Whether the track
was
open or closed,
I'm going by what he's telling me. So what you mean it don't matter? I'm talking to the man.
Bobby, it doesn't matter.
It don't matter. I'm talking to the man. Don't tell me I don't know what the hell I'm talking about.
It doesn't matter if it was 80 degrees and clear and sunny. We agreed Friday night that we wasn't racing. So the only thing you needed to be concerned with is Marcus Wongus. You and I ain't had no race Friday night. It doesn't matter if Joe Gray told you, yo, come down here, the track is open. It doesn't matter. You and I was squashed.
It do
matter.
That's the whole purpose we calling you.
Bobby,
it
didn't
matter.
Because Friday we said we wasn't racing. But don't you understand? I understand
no,
that
no,
Joe told
you
the track was open, but that doesn't change what you and I agreed upon on Friday. It doesn't matter. You're not hearing me out. I'm putting it as plain and simple. We agreed Friday night that we wasn't racing. The only thing that we didn't do that was incorrect was we didn't have Steph on the phone to squash it. That's the only thing we did wrong.
Let me ask you this. So let me ask you this then. Had I not called you, would you have came?
No, I wouldn't have come. No, I wouldn't have come. Had you not called me, that's where they fell up. I would have called you. You just happened to call me first.
Right.
You just
so
happened
had
to call
you not
me
came
first.
Or not calling, then you owe me the DP, right? Am I right?
Bobby, I just said I wasn't coming.
Answer the question.
I asked the question. You called me first. Had you not called me, I would have called you. Had you not called me, I would have called you. I had no intentions of coming up.
I got to open up these mics. I got like 10 mics open. I got to make sure. Then I got to get to Pro Stock Joe. I promised him at a certain time he's going to be on. I got to get in these hit things. But I got to open this mic up. 631-2949. Your mic is open. Your mic is open. All right. Click him out. All right. 443-7807. Your mic is open. 443-7807. Your mic is open. Well, click this one out because I don't know what's going on. All right, let me make sure open. 910-1058, your mic is open.
Hey, what you know, Joe?
What's going on, Dexter? I was going to get to you, but... hey, Dexter, let everybody know Dexter got a show this weekend. So, it's at Gallant. So if you want to do some testing, tuning, or grudging, it's there that day, that Saturday. Friday and Saturday, am I right, Dexter?
That's right. We're doing Freaky Friday that Friday, and then we're doing All Out Saturday, SummerFest 2021 that Saturday. We got a couple of races locked in. We did have the Buddy Blow and Dobbs race. I think it's fell through because Mr. Dobbs having mechanical issues, I think, with his fuel or something of that sort. And
you talking about Dobbs and Black Nasty?
Dobbs and Black Nasty.
Okay, because you said Buddy Blow. I was like,
I meant Black Nasty, yeah. And I think they're renegotiating the date maybe further on into the summer or so. Jason Gillespie was going to run Nelson Galato from New Jersey, but I think Jason's having issues with his tow vehicle. So now Buddy's Blow is going to run Mr. Galato with the rotary engine car. As a matter of fact, he's from Paterson, New Jersey, too. I think Buddy Blow is going to run him for the belt if everything works out there Friday. He's going to run him for the rotary versus the world belt straight off the trailer, eighth of mile pro tree. I think that's going to be on Freaky Friday. And then that Saturday, we're just going to we're going to run some shootouts, grudge racing, test and tune. You know, everybody's ready to get out. You know, we pretty much the ordinance with the mask mandate and everything's been lifted. You know, there's no limit or capacity as far as the track holding. I mean, as far as the spectators and everything, so everybody's ready to get out and try to get back to normal. You know.
Oh, no capacity limit no more?
Oh, no capacity limit. It's been lifted.
Okay. All right. That sounds good.
Yep. Nah. Like after that, I guess we'll take a break.
Okay, Doug.
Then after that, I think what we the next event that's going to be at Galat, what we're going to have is your North versus South October the 15th and 16th. So. Everybody, I mean, people at Galat was real happy how everything went with the North versus South. You know, they're real timid about the starting line because they're scared that something will happen and somebody will sue them or that sort of thing like that. So, you know, as long as we keep the starting line under control and with just the crew members and everything, they're fine with the grudge racing. So it's something new to them. They really enjoyed the North versus South. They're still talking about it. How great everything was and how much fun everybody seemed to have. You know, I've heard a lot of stories. You know, it was really good for the area, too. I've heard a lot of stories how it impacted local businesses and everything. I mean, they said, I think there was two bars. There's two bars, sports bars in Dunn. And I think your guys shut all both of them down. They packed them out.
So we brought the economy back over there, huh? It's kind of like when Fayetteville, when we used to go to Fayetteville, how it used to be packing the places.
Yeah. They said they were talking about the rooms, you know, when you see if people had two or three DJs, you know, the cops stopped by and asked was everything fine and left them alone, let them do their thing. Everybody had a ball. Nobody was, you know.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Something like that there when they turn around and they get whatever, everybody get together and not a problem. And respect everybody, and it was something that we had to fight for because people would give you the bad name, and they better get the grudge around guys game grab bad name, and not just saying this here. Sometimes you'd be surprised who's the ones that out there giving you the bad name to say something bad on you, and people you'd be surprised who's on this phone right now that I can see your numbers down here. And don't get me wrong, I don't care. I tell it how it is. If something's wrong, I'm going to stick up for my guys. If something you say something bad about the grudge game and I know it ain't right, I'm going to stick up for them, regardless. And that's how we had to do it. We had to fight and do it, whether it's security, pay for all that security, everything. A lot of things were unknown that people don't know what we had to do. But to prove it and honestly tell you the truth, it went through. It cost a lot, but you know what? It was in the long run, it was something that we had to prove that we can get together without fighting and having a good time. And guess what? They end up liking it. Now all of a sudden, we made a nice little relationship with her and the whole team over there is great. So basically, that's what we're going back, and we're going to go back for the number two. We're going to go back out there. We're gonna shoot for it and go for it. I'm actually going to be. Bring a few more new stuff down that day. I got something. I got a couple new cars that we got just about getting finished. I'm actually sponsoring, as a matter of fact, Long Island Shack. He's going to be having his new thing out there. Everybody will see it. And I sponsor it. You know, I'm going to tell you right off the bat. He's going to be out there testing and doing well. He's probably grudge running, but we'll see. And I'm happy for it. I'm glad I got it. Got somebody out there, and you know, certain things you go to some people, they appreciate things, and you know, you don't mind taking that extra step and helping somebody. And that's how I look at it. And don't get me wrong, I see a lot of things out there. I see sometimes something that's not going right. Ain't everything gonna go 100% on the first time. But if you come up there and you can say something to me, you can call me and tell me, and I'll try to correct it. I'll try to get it better. And Fat Albert, we're gonna have you back out there. Like I said, I need you back out there again on that day off.
Let me say this, Joe.
Let me say this. What Dexter was saying about the starting line, it's a good way to how they did that. Because if you notice it, all the cars that we had out there, Joe, it was no hesitation. They all went down there, back to back to back to back. See, when you got the clear starting line like they did it, things run smoothly. I mean, cars just kept going. We didn't have to wait for the starting line to clear up to send the next two. Well, so people wasn't sitting in the lane 3-4 hours because everything was running smoothly. So I can say I like the way Gallardo ran the starting line. A lot of people might not like it, but I did because the show went on smoothly. Everybody didn't have to wait in the staging lane so long because we were constantly sending cars down the track. So.
And you could be able to see the cars.
That was good. That was including you. We all did that as a team. We did that. We showed them that it could be done.
Yes, sir. We did show enough good. Yes,
yeah,
sir.
That
and
was
good. Everything went smoothly. Yes, sir.
Yeah, we orchestrated that. You, Rico, me, the lane guys, we showed them that it could be done and done responsibly, and it was, and respectfully.
Yep, and everybody still had a great time.
Yeah.
Everybody
had
a ball.
Crew. They still had their crew, and we went up to three. They had three crew members per car. So, you know, it kept all, let's be real, it kept all the dirt off the track, all the cigarette butts and all that. You know what I'm saying? They didn't have to use a blower, really. You know what I'm saying? That's the truth.
That's right.
I mean, that's the truth.
That is good report. Good report.
You know how, you know, I'm just as guilty as the next man for wanting to be on the line, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's not really a good thing to do as far as having a bunch of people around the car. And the racers feel more secure during the burnouts and everything. You know, they can concentrate better.
That's right.
You know,
I'm going to let everybody know this here because we are going to do a cancel walk and at Custom Tees also because we do. Well, we started the first cancel walk in Fayetteville. Before anybody else ever did a cancel walk, we did it first. She had told me she don't mind doing that cancel walk. She ain't responsible for somebody getting stuck on the track. She made a joke. She having fun with me, you know, having a good time. So basically, she letting me go down there and do my little thing, going to walk down that track. I'm going to do that walk there. I'm actually going to do the cancel walk there, but I'm going to do the raffle. I'm going to make that the golf cart that I'm going to be giving away is going to be at the track there that day. We're actually going to Larry T's ahead of time, and then we're going to go. The last one's going to be there, and that's when it's going to be the golf cart and all the proceeds. And now I'm not collecting until that day of or whatever. I'm not thinking about anything else. I'm not going to do anything months and months. I want everybody to be able to see it in front of their own eyes. And what happens is going 50-50. That's how it's going to do. One part is going to be for women for breast cancer. The other part for men for breast cancer. Not one dime is going to a promoter. Not one dime is going to nobody else. It's going directly to the cancer side. That's how it goes. That's how we're doing it. Not one dime. Not even one dime. Even on the golf cart itself, not one dime. We ain't asked nobody. I'm not going to lie to you. There's a few people that turned around and came up and helped me out with the golf cart. Rogers Motorsports, the Bad Mouth Crew, the Long Island Boys, Dexter Curry, and Larry Thompson Racing, Custom Tees. Those were the guys that helped out to put it together. And I'm just going to let you know that right now. They asked. I told them, I said, listen, I just want to get this thing, and I had an idea, I want to try to make enough, make more money, raise more money for the cancer side, and that's what we do. See, that's
okay.
What the problem is. Everybody else is looking at them, counting over your shoulder, thinking they know something or they making something. No, we ain't making a dime. You'll see it yourself. Not one dime. It's a shame. It's a shame when you got pocket watches. That's what I call them, or whatever you want to call it. It's a shame that to turn around and look at somebody if they starting to move up or something, they worried about trying to pull you back down like a bunch of crabs in a damn bucket. I'm just being real about it. I mean it. I don't care. I'd rather not have a negative person in there than to turn around and take their money. I'd rather have you stay home and watch it from home on one of the live streams or something like that. I'm just being real about it. I'd rather do that. I'd rather have more positive than that damn negative. You don't want to see no negative. We ain't got time for that negative. Like it's something that someone tried to say today. I refuse to let them go ahead and put it on air over here. So I'm not cool with it. So you guys can hang it up. I clear stuff up. I say it like it is, and I keep moving on. I don't need that junk. I don't care. It is what it is. We out there to have fun. If I can't have fun, like I said, I ain't doing it no more. It don't matter.
That's
right. Ain't no superstars out there in grudge racing. Now, I'm being real about it. Everybody always got to say, this is a star, star. I treat everybody the same. I don't care if that one man ain't got no money and that man got $1 million. He going to be treated the same. And that's my whole thing. We all the same. When you walk across that gate and you pay your $20 to enter, everybody's on the same level and field. They're going to get treated the same, whether you got a freaking 5-second car, whether you got a 13-second car. It don't matter. You're going to be all treated the same. That's how it's supposed to be. That's the sad part when you get people. Some people want to stand up and act like they should be something special treated. No, you're not going. If you expect something like that, you're at the wrong place when I'm doing a show. And that's being real. So I'm just letting y'all know ahead of time. I'm happy the way it's rolling. I just ain't happy with some of the people that got some negative stuff out there. They'll be happy when they go to another show and the people treat them like shit. But when somebody try to treat them with the best you can, you know, like Monster Jones just tell me, some people are getting treated like second and third class citizens. Now you get treated like a first class citizen, you got to show your ass like something wrong. You got to have your mouth poked out like a little kid. You know, we don't need that. You know, I'm just being real about it. I'm just being real. So that being said,
hey,
you
Marcus,
go ahead.
Open his mic up, Joe. Marcus said he wanted
okay,
to get
I'm open up Marcus' mic. I guess that was a 4-3 that time I called, and he didn't answer. I think I'm going to open your mic in 15 seconds. But Dexter, you got anything else you want to need to add before these guys going through?
No more. I'm going to go ahead and pledge $1,000 for that for the American Cancer Society for that day. So we already on. Let's get the ball rolling.
Okay. And let's just say this here. Just to let everybody know, 1 year it was the Women's of Fayetteville. We raised money for our own races, and we gave them money. And everybody remember when it first started out. Plus, some things that some people didn't know. Cape Fear, Dexter, how much was the check you gave Cape Fear?
$3,800. Cape Fear Friends of the Cancer Center.
Okay, so that's $3,800 plus what we gave to the races, you know, the two races
right.
That had cancer. And we didn't think about no money. We didn't think about anything when we left there. But we had a good time. And all it was supporting each other and trying to make us move on positive. But you got too much negative and don't realize certain people out there. And it might hit you sooner or later. And you're going to might need somebody else to have somebody in your support group.
Yeah.
And by saying support.
It's the same people that's on social media that's got something negative or shady to try to say. You know?
Yeah.
And that's what really gets you. And then when you come at them on social media, which I try not to, because you hate to tell, sit there and try to prove yourself to these people, we got to stop doing that. You got to sit there and say, I do this, I've done this, that's bull crap. I'm not, you know, a gate.
Yeah, I don't want to, that's why I said about the business. There's a lot of stuff I don't need to tell you. But since they want to play that game, I'm going to show you how I take care of my guys. I make sure my guys are going to be all right. I'm not playing the game like that. That's bull crap. So some stuff that they don't even know, you need to know because
they
it's like
give
crazy,
a lot of,
man.
They give it, they give, like you said, the ones that treat you like crap, they the ones that they don't say anything to. I got one of my shootouts is $10,000 this weekend. I'm guaranteeing that. It's $10,000. And these people are calling, have been calling me because we got a little chance of raising the forecast. And I said, I'm sticking with it. I mean, sometimes you got to be really, I'm not going to sit there and make a call just to save money, you know, and it happens all the time. We don't sit there and try to hold out on shootouts waiting for rain, you know, to skip out on paying the shootout. If we make one round, that whatever we got guaranteed, just like we did in North versus South, the $5,000, we can split it amongst, I forgot how many drivers it was. That whole $5,000 got split.
The whole thing got split up, and
that
they all got paid with dollars.
You got the same people that's on there trying to say things of that sort, and they have never done anything of that sort. And you and I both know we give money to other people's events. I said I try to support other people's events, trying to start something. That's what we should be doing, supporting each other. But at the same time, you got the same people with that negativity. They don't offer nothing really to they all out to take. And try to and try to point the finger at somebody else, you know, to look away. But you know, it's just that part right there is frustrating. But this is what you do for the love of racing.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm open up a couple of mics.
We're not doing it. Who else is going to do it?
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna make sure they open up these couple of mics now, Dexter. But you can hang out. Like I said, we definitely gonna be doing that, and I just like I said, that those guys helped out. They seen what I was going through, what they heard what I was doing, and they offered something. Can I do something to it? What you getting? I'm gonna get this. I get that. You know, and shoot, next thing you know, I'm just about got this thing where I want to be, and that golf cart gonna be out there, and it'd be a running golf cart. Nothing wrong with it. Everything legit, and it'll have Grudging for a Cure on it. The first guys to ever walk down the track ever in a cancer at a track ever cancer for cancer was at Fayetteville. No other track did it before. No other track. So let's be real. Nobody ever did it. We were the first ones to do it. You see these and other things, everybody now, NHRA, everybody copying something, trying to do the same thing we did. So whatever we did right. That's how I look at it. Started a trend and try to help out, and that's it. Something went good, and it was a good thing. It was a good cause, and I don't care about somebody saying copying because guess what? It's for a good cause. It's okay, but we know we started it first, and it feels good to go be down there and been the first one. We might not never get recognition, but it don't matter. We'll get a blessing on the long run, and Lord knows I've been getting a blessing lately, and I've been happy. Fat Albert, you told me you was going down. I tried to tell you come on with me, but you ain't want to come.
I saw your post, I said look at that lucky rascal.
Yeah, you ain't seen luck yet, because I'm hoping on Friday, because I'm inside that big wheel. So they said the only people was allowed to get that hit the jackpot got to go in there, so they seal the envelope up, put it in there, and so they pick that winner. Hopefully they call my house or call me up. Then I gotta go home sick, gotta run the PA to go get my $30,000. They gonna take give away a cash of $30,000. I said, boy, if they do that, I ain't coming home. I come home, but I ain't coming home that night. I tell her she had to come up there later. I'm leaving straight from the job. So that being said,
all right, look at these mics. These boys texting me like crazy.
Open
up mic.
Yeah, that mic is open. 443-7807. Your mic is open.
Hey, what's happening?
Oh, I see a lot of hearing static back there. You want a speakerphone?
Can you
hear me? Speakerphone? We can hear you now.
Hey, what's happening, fellas? Can y'all hear me now?
There you go.
Marcus, hey, what's going on, Marcus?
Oh, man, not much, man. First of all, I want to say, you know, it was a good thing that Bruce Dawes was able to come out of that bad crash, man. He went for a wild ride, and the car actually caught on fire, so. Good Lord was definitely on the side, man. I hate to see anybody tear up anything, you know, and let alone, you know, just fuck their whole program up. So I wanna say, Bruce Dawes, I hate to see that happen to you, buddy, you know, and I wish you the best of luck in the future coming back. when you come back, I'm still gonna get to your honey bun ass. I'm gonna do that now. And I'm gonna tell you that right now. Whether you come big tars, little tars, skinny tars, or all tars, I'm going to your ass. So let me get that out of the way.
I gotta do something real quick. I'm gonna be off the air for a minute, and
okay.
That I'm gonna have it. But I'm gonna open Antoine
Michael.
Before
you get off the,
I'm gonna open Antoine Michael with
off,
you.
Can you open Cliff's mic up before you get off the air?
Uh-oh.
Yeah,
I need to talk to Cliff.
Oh, Cliffy?
Yeah,
if
Cliffy on the show or somebody can call him, we got a bad mouth report for him that we're trying to get him to sign on the dotted line.
You damn right.
Hey, Marcus, that's you, Marcus?
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, that's
Marcus.
Hey, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Everything is lovely. What's going on with you?
That's good. That's good, bro. Listen, we're going to do something tonight, man. You know when my Mustang?
I told you I was not interested in running that type of car, so I can find you some action if that's all you need. But
you know, I don't need you to find me nothing. I can find my own action, but I just wanted to know from you firsthand, what we're going to do. But you said you don't want no problems. All right, as they say Red Rock. I feel better.
You and your boy with the pickup truck, ODB.
I want both of y'all.
All that shit sound good.
Hold up.
We ain't come on here for all that dumb. We ain't come on here for all that dumb ass shit.
I'm trying to race,
like,
bro. I'm just trying to run you.
You ain't trying to race shit. You trying to listen? You trying to troll? You not trying to race nobody? You ain't ran nobody in 20 years. Get the fuck off the show for real. Cause you ain't doing nothing. All you doing is just
fooling. What are you talking about? When the last time you ran somebody?
I asked you when the last time you ran somebody.
I'm trying to run you. It don't matter. I'm trying to run you.
Antoine,
that's
your
what the
mic
topic
is open,
is.
Antoine.
Antoine, listen, we're not going to tie the show up fucking with this dude. He ran nobody, and he ain't going to never run nobody. He just going to try to pick a bitch apart, and that's not what I'm about to do. You're not going to undress nothing
on
my car. You're
not
going to ask me nothing for my car.
Listen. It's okay.
Calm down. Go run somebody else, man. I ain't got time for the bullshit. Trust me, I ain't got time for the bullshit either.
Yeah,
Fat
yeah.
Albert, can you get Cliffy on the line? Can you text him? Can you send him an email?
He just texted me back. He said he don't feel like talking today. He listening,
damn.
But he just don't feel like talking.
So he don't feel like talking, but he said he was gonna get on the show tonight, and so we can get that race lock then for the third.
He just texted me and said he don't feel like talking today. He just texted me.
Okay,
hey,
I want to take the time to
I want to say Dexter, on behalf of the Bad Mile crew, you know, it's the first time for us going down the Galat. I had a great time. I got an idea for you and Long Island Joe that I'm going to pitch to you. I'm going to hit you on your inbox for something for next year. And I think you might be open to what I'm getting ready to hit you with. But I look forward to coming back to North versus South because I love it down there. And the food, the hospitality, everything was love. And Fat Albert, you are right about, you know, the burnout situation. And I absolutely agree with you 100%. Everything ran so smoothly versus, you know, a lot of grudge events we go to where, you know, it takes 10 minutes
yeah,
to
what,
open up
the
damn crowd.
It ran smooth.
Deal.
Yeah, it did. But I don't get that grudge feel if I can't stand on line. That's just me. I mean, I ain't shooting down nobody. And that's just me. I want to be able to stand up that motherfucker and be in the mix. But it definitely ran smooth, you know what I mean. But that's just I'm just giving you my opinion on the grudge side of it. Some people might say what they don't want to say, but I will. You know, I like to be up on the line. I like to bet my money. You know what I mean, and talk shit and see the action straight up. You know, but hey, it is what it is.
Right. Well.
But we still looking for Cliffy.
I guess it's more of a safety issue too. I can understand that.
Ain't no disrespect to Dexter or the crew or however. I already know that it was a opportunity for bigger and better on the grudge scene.
Right.
Understand that. I'm just giving you my opinion. Like when I go to the beach, like it's no better feeling as a grudge racer, as a grudge fan. You know what I mean? To be up on that starting line, you know, even if you bet your little $10, $20, I mean, it's right, nothing like it. Right. And you know, but I'm still looking for Cliffy ass.
But look,
we're
are you
say
Red Rock? Are you gonna say Red Rock? I mean, I just want to know.
Hey, I ain't got red in my motherfucking vocabulary, especially not to a nobody. You understand? But look, we trying to give Cliffy the same race that he has Sunday, that we were gonna give him at MRR. He had the
right
back tie, and we was gonna clear him for when we odd the money. That's all he said, that he wanted it. So we said we're gonna give it back to him, and we were trying to do that for Gregman Day,
so Cliffy
July 1,000
to y'all 1,500.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And you want to bet 500 to clear him.
Listen.
Well,
I'm gonna give him
he
odds.
He didn't
want to
agree to that.
That's me. Fat Albert. I'm gonna give him odds.
Oh,
he want odds that I clear him.
But we just want to get the race locked, and we can bet that other stuff at the track if he
right,
feels
right,
foggy,
right.
I don't think he do, you know. But confidence go a long ways. That's how I see it, you know. But a lot of people got saved by Mother Nature this past weekend. That's all I can tell you. Because we was definitely coming guns a-blazing. Snow, sleet, goddamn it, rain, or goddamn hell. We was there.
Who put a name on it?
Some motherfucker named Bobby Brown or some shit. The man to be dancing all in the videos and shit. So, motherfucker be dancing and doing the break dance. Yeah, that's Bobby Brown. That's what I'm talking about.
Ain't nothing OG about him.
So that status went away a long time ago.
Hey, Fat Albert.
Yes, sir.
Ask OG Bob, does he want some smoke with ODB July the 3rd? Head the fuck up. Get it how you live.
Shit.
Bobby, you still on the phone? Bobby, you still on the phone, Bobby?
You ain't got a lot. You got to talk me to death. Just lock the fuck in for your much.
You already had a race offer. Tory trying to offer you a race, y'all. Y'all race him.
Man,
we ain't talking about no goddamn Tory. We're not talking about no Tory. We talking about you.
Tory trying to race y'all. I got my hands full with Lot Lizard.
We talking about you.
I'm concentrating
on Lot
Lizard.
You can't do two races.
When you and Lot Lizard racing? When you and Lot Lizard racing?
Tory trying to race y'all. I'm going back on me.
When is you and Lot Lizard racing?
It's the 3rd. They're running on the 3rd.
They
run
on the 3rd?
No.
They run on the 3rd?
No, I don't think so. I think it's before then.
So,
I think it's the Lion, Tigers, and Bears, ain't it, Bobby?
No, it wasn't Lion, Tigers, and Bears.
We racing July 25th on the Sunday at Axel. He's coming up here. I'm paying
July
the guy. Okay,
yeah.
He's coming up here, the jersey. He's
coming. Why would y'all do that when LeRon is going to be at July the 3rd? So y'all
he's
gonna skip three? Y'all gonna skip an event?
Step in the deep end, man. Read the post. I'm on mute.
That sounds like some bullshit, but it's all good. Hey Joe, see Joe, what you said something earlier about support and taking care of your own people. You took care of this motherfucker gas money, even though I didn't even know nothing about it, and that's the only reason why the motherfucker showed up to MIR 5 hours later when the track was already closed. Get the fuck out of here, but you're going to race that July the 25th.
No, it was before that. It was before that. I told him to come down. Go ahead, I'll just go to
the team. So, okay, so if that's the case, then why you even make a big fuss about it?
You said you're going to talk to your crew and get back to me. You never talked back
matter,
to me.
It don't matter.
Crew.
That man says that man will take care of you.
It don't
matter.
That
man will take care of you.
Man, no, he wasn't. I didn't know nothing about that. Got down
there. Don't worry about that. That there ain't a day. That's nothing.
About?
That ain't nothing.
It's all good,
but
listen, one thing about me, anybody can tell you, listen, one thing about me and my crew, anybody can tell you, if we got an opportunity to go, we going, fuck all that, we don't pay no punk outs, and we going to take our punk out if it comes to that.
straight like that. We straight grudge, man. We don't play that. We don't play that hold your hands and kumbaya singing shit. We get it in.
Who
it's just that simple.
That? Who was doing that?
You.
Who was doing that?
Because you don't want.
No,
you,
I wasn't.
You, because
I was down
you, come
there.
You,
about,
you come calling talk about moving
the
race and all that. That's what I told you. And I told you, fuck that shit. Ain't no move, no race. If the race is on, it's on. It's just that simple. We come to
you
fucking race,
fucking
man. We ain't no, it's no need of. It, we ain't gonna keep.
That's
we not gonna keep rescheduling and all that. And this is third and all that dumbass shit. We want to race.
Yeah, all right. So
but you clearly don't want to.
That's not what the fuck you said. You said I'm gonna talk to my crew. You said yeah, I can turn the nitrous down. We can both turn the nitrous down. I'll get back.
And
to
what that tell you?
My
what?
Crew.
So what?
That's,
so what did that tell you? That tells you that.
You
that tells you that I'm coming to race. It tells you that I'm
so
coming
right,
to race.
So
that's what it tells
so
you.
So what you expect me to do? Since you didn't say no, I'm come on down there.
I expect you to. I expect you to be there. But why did you make a lie feed? Why did you make a lie feed? But you made a lie. Listen, my dog. You made a lie feed crying and shit, talking about you come down in the rain and all that. Who you think it only rained in, at your house or wherever the hell you was at?
Marcus, I'm about to get my rain on. Listen,
yeah, but who
listen,
gives a
listen.
Fuck? You
man,
got when you lock in, you already lock it in on that type of steps. When you lock in, you already lock in against
stupid.
The weather and all that other shit.
You sound real stupid.
Because
you
want to, but now motherfuckers
got to
make a motherfuckers got to make a lock in on a percentage of a rain. What kind of shit is that? You ain't no true motherfucking grudge racer.
You not no true grudge racer, dog.
Yeah,
it's gonna rain. Did I see you down there? No, I ain't see you down there.
I was down there. What the fuck you talking about?
I ain't see you. I ain't see you.
He was
you weren't
going to
see me if you. You weren't going to see me. You weren't going
to
see me if
you.
Just because. Okay, so hold on. So I'm supposed to go walk up to the track and jump across the fence and take a picture like you
did?
Come on, man. I ain't got nothing to prove.
You could have did the same thing I did.
I'm not
going to
do that. I'm not going to do that. For what? What am I going to do that for? If I'm down there, I'm down there. I tell you what. I promise I'll be at motherfucking the beach July the 3rd and lock that shit back in there.
No. I see how your program is now. You don't want to run somebody with your ass. You want to run somebody you think is weak. I got your weak ass.
You
fuck out of here.
I mean, so you call yourself weak? So you call yourself weak?
You got a man
right there
trying to get to your ass.
So you call yourself weak?
And all you talking about, he ain't been racing 20 years. Fuck out of here, man. You're still bullshit.
You call yourself weak? Hey, shout out. I ain't never heard a motherfucker call himself weak. Good God Almighty. I'm going on mute, man.
Hold on, Marcus. Hold on. Go on mute. Let me say something. Hey, Bobby, listen to me carefully. Listen carefully.
I don't
want to
talk to y'all. Y'all got a man that
raised
on the wrong that
want to
talk to y'all, that
want
to race. Y'all want to jump on Clem. You got a little man want to get to y'all ass, but y'all want to fuck with them. You want to jump on me and Clem.
Man,
y'all
want
to jump on guys you think that's fucking weak.
Man,
you
want to
jump on. That's all I'm talking about. You want to jump on guys that's equal to your.
I tell you what, I
know how your program is now. You can come up the Jersey with LaRon. You come up the Jersey with LaRon.
Fuck Jersey.
That motherfucker got the fucking back tire July the 3rd. And I'll pay for it.
Yeah, you do all
that
talking.
No, we're not paying for nothing. We ain't paying for shit. No, we ain't paying for shit. We're not paying for nothing. We're not paying for nothing for new clowns, man. Let them get it. Let them get it how they live. We're not paying for nothing for them.
All that shit y'all talking, I don't want to hear it. I'm just dead out the door. Now y'all want to get on the boat and get on the rail and sound like y'all big money. Fuck out of here. You got a man right there trying to get your ass and you avoiding him. Fuck out of here.
Fuck him. Listen, we don't give a fuck about him. A big car, Willie Barnes and shit. We don't give a fuck about that shit.
I don't care about none of that. He's a nobody. I would be
exactly.
In the hole. Well, then, fuck about that.
Well, then race him then. I'm not promoting for him.
He
won't race him. Y'all big my crew. Y'all the baddest motherfucker down the south. Look at my mother scared of y'all. That shit ain't going nowhere.
You definitely scared of us. You won't go back out there. You definitely. The rain ain't saying shit but
you.
The rain saved you.
The rain saved
you. That's what
the rain.
Man, you didn't come nowhere. You came down there. You come down there
to
take pictures. Oh, I'm at MRR because Joe gave me $20 for gas. Get the fuck out of here.
No, hold on, Mark.
Yeah, that's right.
Out.
I see how your program is.
Yeah.
Fuck out of here. Y'all ain't no fucking racist. Y'all ain't no racist.
Now, listen, Fat Albert.
Yeah, exactly. Y'all
fucking
that fucking girl. Fuck out of here.
Who the fuck in the DMV calls the next man and asks them, are they coming to the racetrack? The middle pole point of the whole fucking situation, you're supposed to have the DP man on the motherfucking phone to do some dumb shit like that. That's some shady shit right there that will get you backfired and get you fucked up. He's not understanding.
What do you mean by getting fucked up? Between you and Cliff, as soon as I got the word that the track was closed, and Cliff, he listened to this. I checked him and LaRon. Hey, the track is closed. I saw the picture of Bobby was already there. I was like, damn, Bobby already there?
He's starting it.
That's my whole point. It's no point in talking to the other person that you're racing for a race day. It's no point in talking to him. You talk to the fucking DP man. I would never call another man that I'm racing, hey, man, I'm trying to move the day order because of race. I don't care about none of that. If I'm not talking to the DP man, I'm not talking to nobody. It's no point all that back and forth, shit. I don't give a fuck about none of that. It's simple. Talk to the DP man if that's you got an issue with, and then let the DP man take care of the whole situation. Y'all doing too fucking much. That's too much extra bullshit. Shit that I won't do. Ain't no way in hell. And if you didn't come or you did all that shit, then let's say that Tyson came down here and you stayed home and you had paid Punk out. What the fuck is the point of calling? Call your DP man and let the DP man deal with it. Y'all do too much.
Hey, Toy's still on here. I'm ready to put a stop to this shit. Toy's still on here.
Toy, hit the web button, Toy. I'm on mute.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, there you go, Mark.
Hey, Tori, let's go ahead and get this shit locked for July 3rd, man. I'm sick of it. Fuck it. Let's get it going. Let's get it.
Not July 3rd. I can't do it July 3rd, but I will lock you in.
No. If you can't do it July 3rd, then ain't no need talking.
There's no need talking. I'm going back on mute.
Okay.
Fat Albert, he's coming for July the 3rd. This motherfucker think I'm ducking, I ain't ducking shit. See if LaRon wants to do it for Lion Tigers Affairs or for July the 3rd. I prefer July the 3rd. I'm gonna put fireworks on the dance.
LaRon?
That's how the fuck you do shit. LaRon, if you're impressed, come, but let's get it locked in.
LaRon, you on here?
Real simple.
Hit the one button, LaRon.
Okay. Hello? And I'm
yeah,
back.
Yeah, come on, Joe.
Okay.
Open the mics up, Joe.
Hold on one second. Hello?
Yeah.
Somebody
hey,
got,
Joe.
Somebody had a lot of air thing.
Hey,
of,
Joe.
Like the window or something open. Must be a window open while they're driving or something.
Hey, Joe. You hear me? Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, we hear you.
Oh, hey, Joe. After the show, could you please give me a call?
Sure will. Let me make sure I got... Oh, yeah, I'll give you my number. Hey, I'll give you my number right now, and you can call me right after the show.
Wait one second.
631. Okay.
Wait. One second. I need a paper. Okay, 631.
294.
294, yes.
9294.
9294. Got it. Thank you.
No problem. You're welcome. All right. I got to make sure I call. I'm supposed to be on here, but he ain't on here. I'm going to have to make sure I give him a call, too. You know, I got a couple people. I know Jeff Rogers. I know he's going to be on here later on, too, because I think he's been calling out some people trying to get some action with his stuff. He asked me about it, but I said we didn't have nobody up here to really do anything with Jeff Rogers right now.
I know that Darren Mark Jones called me. He said me and Jeff was sitting around a bonfire wishing for rain. He thought I forgot about that phone call. He called me laughing. You know how he get. He said me and Jeff was sitting around a bonfire doing the rain dance.
Mm-hmm. So what happened?
Okay,
I missed that. I missed the I missed the what I missed about in between here. So let me know right quick so I know what happened. I just
What's
ran out real quick. Yeah, what happened?
Oh,
with
yeah,
y'all?
Well, Marcus, Tori want to lock Marcus in, but
hey, hold up, no, Tori, hold up, Tori don't want to lock me in because Tori won't leave out of the motherfucking state of New Jersey. But I tell you what, goddamn it, Tori, you still on here?
Come off mute, Tori. Here we go.
Why are you yelling, man? Go ahead.
Because my mouth is bad.
I can
hear
you.
Hey, listen, let's get Let's get it locked in for Lion, Tigers, and Bears at 7 o'clock then. How about that?
We'll be there with a car, but it won't be my car.
No, hell no. I'm talking about your car.
Listen, I understand all that. I just said we'll be there with a car, but not mine. I mean, that's
man, you don't
want to
race, man.
Why? Because I'm not racing on the day that you.
I done gave you two opportunities. Now you backing up.
This motherfucker claimed he won't race me, but goddamn it, he can't make it, or he come with another car.
Man, fuck all that shit, man. If you want to race, let's get it the fuck off.
Wait a minute. If you, listen, you call me back on the radio, you get the fuck off. It's very simple. You just said we never talk no more, and I said I'm not going to talk to you, and I let it go.
I'm talking about let's get the
race off. I hung up, didn't I? I went back on mute.
I'm talking about let's get
the
race off.
You called me back out. All right, well, if I can't make it because I got RFI engagements coming up, I'm not going to stop what I got to do with my family to run your ass. Now, if you can't run me on another date that we can agree to, you get the fuck off the phone, put it on mute, or keep clowning yourself on this fucking radio show.
How the fuck am I
going
to race
you? I was trying to run you.
You
said I couldn't
run.
All right, I'm not arguing with you. All right,
Marius, let it be, man. He ain't racing no damn car. Let it be, man.
Whatever, man. You can say all that bullshit you want. Like I said, I can't make the two dates y'all was talking about because I got something to do. And because I don't want to race on, I can't race on days I don't want to race, fine. Keep it that way. But I tell you what, if it winds up being on the date I can make it, I'm going to fucking run through y'all crew. I'm going to tell you that shit
man,
now.
Man, you just talking.
Yeah, I know. Well, make it for another day after July 3rd then. Make it fly to July 3rd, then, and I'll show you.
I just told you. Hey, listen, man. I just told you Lion, Tigers, and Bears. How many times I got to tell you?
Lion, Tigers, Bears in June. It's June 18th. The week of the 18th. What are you talking about?
Yo.
That's before July. I just said I had to be coming down there with a car. I'm just not coming with mine.
Okay,
like,
Tori. You ain't coming down with yours.
All right, now, what's up?
Hold up.
All right.
Well, hey Joe, you can't say I ain't tried, man. You can't say I ain't tried to race the team. I don't know what else to do.
You tried, but you brought up dates. You didn't ask me what date was good for me. You keep coming back with dates, and I just can't do it. Don't say you tried.
You
didn't ask me what date was good for me. He did not ask me.
July 3rd.
Right, but that's the date that you came with. When I said I was busy on July 3rd, you should have asked me, hey, what other date is good for you? I want to get to your ass. Obviously, that's not what you want to do. If I don't run Lion, Tigers, and Bears or July 3rd, I don't want to race.
I don't got no palm pallet of you.
Whatever. Like I said.
Okay, Tori. I'm going to be a man about it. All right. So what date, Tori? When you want to do it? What date?
It can be the following weekend after the 3rd. So what is that, the 10th?
I don't know what that means. Where at?
What? We can run that Cecil. I said Cecil.
I'm not racing that Cecil.
Okay, so here we go now. We came with a date. Now we're not racing at Cecil. So
right.
Now I'm the race stopper. All
right.
If the track is there for you, it's there for me.
I'm going to get in between this. Let's let it go. It's not going to happen. Let's let it go.
All right, then it's not going to happen. All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hold on 1 second, you guys, because I got to make sure I pull it. Maybe you can do it for – can you do it for me, Sad Albert?
Do what?
Can you call Pro Side Joe for me?
I got people on my line.
Yeah, hold on. Let me see.
Okay, thank you.
Damn, he sounded like he shut out the whole show down. That damn Fat Alvin. Hold on. Let me see. Wait a minute. 914-0471. Your mic is open.
Yeah, Joe, it's
Dave. All right,
Joe, I got Pro Stock on the phone.
Okay, hold on one second. Let me let Dave say something. Go ahead, Dave.
No, I was just listening. I just wanted my mic open in case I had to respond.
Matter of fact, how'd you do yesterday?
So we're having a good show, Joe. Let's keep on with the show.
Oh, it wasn't good. Okay, I'm sorry. I thought maybe, you know, you might have came back rich.
Joe, this is a grudge racing show. Can we talk about grudge racing, please?
Okay. Mm-hmm. No, we can talk about money.
Joe, no, we'll take care of him later, Joe. We'll take care of him later.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, we got Press Talk Joe on the phone right now.
Yeah,
he's going to tell us about Lion, Tigers, and Bears. Hey, Press Talk.
Go ahead, Joe.
What's going on, Doctor? What's going on?
Oh, not much,
yeah,
not much.
Yeah,
I want to make sure I give you a shout-out, let you go ahead and do your thing about Lion, Tigers, and Bears, because if they got to get in contact with somebody, so they can get in contact with you about Lion, Tigers, and Bears, because you or Latavius or whatever, you tell them what's going on. So you go ahead and hit them up right now.
Yeah, Lion, Tigers, and Bears, June the 17th, Thursday, is kind of a semi-private test session. What we mean by that is not going to be a lot of cars, so you ain't going to have a lot of wait time. It'll be, you know, less than 20 cars out there. 25 the most, whatever the case might be, will be out there. That'll be going down on Thursday, and it's $150 a car for that. We'll have Sticky Mafia out there. The track will be on Straight Up Kill, and we'll also have if anybody got any daily driver street cars or whatever the case might be, street base car street cars or whatever the case, $25. You got a $500 street car shootout, no side exhaust. You got to have mufflers. You got to have two seats in the front, two seats at least, and insurance, they have tags on it. So you have to, and stock style suspension or whatever the case might be. So yeah, that is going on Thursday, and then we got the private testing as well. Then on Friday we got an all steel all glass $3,000 shootout, $150 entry fee, and run what you brung. Oh, the small block nitrous as well. That's for Friday, the $3,000 all steel all glass. And then we got a run what you brung big tire, $5,000 free entry shootout Friday night as well. So, and then we got testing tune, we got grudge. Now understand that all Friday, Saturday, and Sunday we got testing tune, but testing will cut off at a certain point because you expect to have 200 or 300 cars on the property for Friday and Saturday at least, and that many cars, and you know it's going to be a lot of guys there just trying to be on stage and trying to be seen or whatever the case. This ain't the place for that. You come to grudge race, you come to the right place, but if you come to show somebody you was at the racetrack making passes, this ain't the right place. No disrespect intended. But that's what it is. It is what it is. And we got an Extreme 275 shootout. Come to win, 275s, whatever you got, bring it. We got an all-steel, all-glass shootout on Saturday. That's called the Run What You Brung, all-steel, all-glass. And big blocks and turbos got to give small blocks the back tire. All right, so that should be a lot of fun. $3,000 for that payout as well, $150 entry fee. And we got an S10 shootout, man. That's going to be the baddest thing, most exciting thing besides the big tire, because I'm a big tire man. Everybody know me. I like big tire shit. But we got an S10 shootout. We got Slowpoke. We got Bowaki. That's Laurent Lot Lizard. He got that He got that Bowaki truck. We got Slowpoke. We got Jeffrey Dahmer. We got Buckwheat. We got Darth Vader. We got St. Patrick, Billy Brown, Boogeyman, and we got Diesel. So we got 8 S10 trucks. That's going down about that's going down Saturday as well. So pick one to ride with them. And we got one also on Saturday. We got Grudge Races. We got No Piggy and Salt and Pepper. Salt and Pepper's car will be ready next Tuesday. So he goes and picks it up next Tuesday. So everything is good. He talked to the man doing the piston. So they already shipped. They got him in the house. So car will be ready next Tuesday. And we got Giganto, Big Dick, all 6'7" of them coming up here from coming up to Colonial Beach from North Carolina. He's taking on Weeby Racing. Weeby, big props out to him, man. He has stepped up big time. He got his program in order and shit. He told me yesterday he got revenge on everybody that was talking shit to him except Latavius, Salt and Pepper. So he's looking for them at some point. But I don't know. That's a mouthful right there. But he's running Giganto. Giganto's taking on Tricky Ricky, and he's taking on Fat Al, the Stone Cold car. So going to be a lot of grudge racing going on. Lot Lizard got a race locked in with Don King, a little street car action. I don't know why Lot Lizard is a street car or not, but that's what he said it is. So it is what he said it is, right? And a few more. So we got about 20, 25 grudge races locked in so far. So it's going to be something to see. So Lions, Tigers, and Bears, 18th, 19th, and 20th, all but the Sunday. We got a Junior Draxler shootout. We got a Junior Draxler shootout. $1,500, $1,000 to the one, and $300. So anybody got some kids out there that's dedicated to the memory of what's his name? Waters. What's his damn face?
Damian
I can't
Waters.
Think. Damian Waters. Yeah, Damian Waters. Yeah, that was a good guy. And his Ghostface Killer. His son used to love the Junior Draxlers, and he used to love taking his son out there, and they were doing it up real big. So that'll be dedicated to him. We're gonna have a. The race is going to be dedicated to him. So Junior Jackson shootout, that's there. And we're going to have a homeboy shootout. You got an all-motor car. Come on down Sunday for the homeboy shootout. Free entry, $1,000. You got a motorcycle. Come on down Sunday. Free entry. Run with your brung motorcycles. Run with your brung motorcycles on Sunday as well. So we got something for everybody. And we got a golf cart race. Early in the morning on Sunday, we got a golf cart race. For ladies only. If you're ladies, you got a lady, you got a golf cart, you wanted to get in it. Yeah, and we got the go-go band Friday night and a go-go band Saturday night. And we got a DJ, what do you call that shit? A DJ.
A battle. I'm on here, Postdoc. Yeah, I'm on
DJ
here.
DJ battle. DJ Six taking on DJ Papers.
Damn right.
DJ Papers. Is the name brand dude. DJ Six is his hometown local hero, but they say he's just as bad as any goddamn name brand DJ in the world. So we gonna see Saturday at 3:00, DJ Papers versus DJ Six. We got something for everybody. We'll have a bounce house for the kids, and if you wanna rent a golf cart, hit up Sahar Booker, S-A-H-A-R Booker, B-O-O-K-E-R. Hit her up on Facebook. Go ahead and get your, because we only ordering as many golf carts as we have orders for. We're going to have, and when it comes to parking, we're going to have a shuttle. Because we expect a lot of people, as long as we have good weather, we're going to have the shuttle running from the out there to the, past the fence to inside. Yeah.
How much is that VIP parking,
Pro Stop? Go ahead.
Huh?
How much is that VIP parking?
VIP parking is $25. Tailgating parking, that's over by the fence, from the fence, either in between the stands or all the way down to the finish line. That's tailgating parking. That's $40. VIP parking to park past the Y, any place but the fence inside, is $25.
Okay, Pro Stock, I need 4 parking spots.
Okay, that's a reserve parking. That's different. That's reserve parking. That's different.
I need four spots.
No, don't worry about that. I'll take care of you.
Antoine, I agree to say you said that wrong, Antoine. I was trying to cut you off. You want a reserve spot. The VIP is against the fence. You want to be a Joe explained it.
No. I got some people that want to be in the VIP, but I need 4 parking spots for the trailers.
Yeah, I know what you were saying.
Reserve parking. Okay, you have to get a homeboy hookup for that. We're not charging the racers anything extra for, parking or whatever the case. But if you want somebody to hold four, and what day are you going to be there?
We're going to be there Saturday.
Oh, hell.
And I'll be there early. I need them 4 spots. Yes, Lord.
Listen, I don't even care
if
it's the third row or the row to the left of the stage lane. I don't give a damn.
Do you want four?
Hey, Joe, let me help. Antoine, I love you to death, but we about to hang you the fuck up. Don't you dare have no goddamn reserve spots for your trailer. We about to hang your ass up, goddamn.
Hey,
If you would have said two, I could have went with two. But four? Goddamn.
We got that many cars coming. That's what I'm saying. I want to go ahead and get them now.
I got you on that. We definitely appreciate it, but how the hell we going to hold 4 spots for 2 days? For two whole damn days.
Hey, Pro Star, I'll pay for it.
We're not charging it no draft, no race.
I know. Shut up, man.
Okay, I'm back.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do, Antoine. Man, you shouldn't have asked me this shit on the radio because I could have worked something out with the back door deal and had some regular cars parked in the space till you got there or some shit, but you made it goddamn almost impossible. Because if I sit up here, but wait a minute, if I sit up here right now and tell you, yeah, Antoine, I got you, how many more fucking phone calls am I going to get saying, hey,
I don't have to call you.
The only phone call.
I want to reserve a spot for a wheelchair.
That's it, man.
Big days. I want to reserve a spot for a wheelchair. That motherfucker get 4 goddamn parking spaces. I want a 50-foot long runway for my wheelchair.
I'll clean the rims of your wheelchair too.
But Andrew, side by side. You should have hit Joe on the back line. You should have did it on the show though. Good.
It'd have made a difference.
All I got to do is tell you this shit about, oh yeah, I got you, Antoine. Boy, my phone gonna be off the fucking hook for the next goddamn 15 days.
About that all motor shootout Sunday, we're gonna do like we did last year. We're gonna make it a grudge race. You gotta bet something each round. If it ain't nothing but $100, we're gonna do 100. They did that last year. Worked out perfect. So. We're going to make it, because this is a grudge event. So we're going to make it a grudge race. So I talked to the guys, some guys that's planning on getting there. They said, they down with that. We just do like we did last year, which they did. They could bet whatever you want, but at least a minimum of $100. So it could become a grudge race each round. So you can walk away with pretty good money. You win every round and win it all. You can walk away with a big pocket full of money. So it's all motor.
$1,000 free money, too. Free money. No entry fee.
Big tire, small tire, as long as you have no turbo, no pro charger, no nitrous, just straight motor.
No power adder.
Just get on in it and have a ball.
Well, you said big tire and small tire?
Whatever you got, Joe. Big tire, small tire, it don't matter. Just come on in. We had one guy, he ran with his everyday driver. He got in it. He said, man, just have some fun. And that's what we did last year. We had a ball. Ronald Hall won it. He won it all last year. Ronald Hall won it. And...
Oh yeah, that's a slow ass car. That's a slow ass car too, and he won. Cars were red lighting. Cars were popping. He just had the perfect storm. He just had the perfect storm.
said he walked away when I remember he walked away about $1,800. He was betting every round he ran. So we're gonna do it again this year. But me and Willie Dog on the mic, sir. Y'all know how me and him get. I'm gonna get his ass because he got me last year. I'm gonna clap on him this year. I've been writing down some jokes, so I got his little one.
So wait a minute, you ain't been writing down no jokes, have you?
I gotta get him back, Joe. He got me last year.
He told your ass up.
We're gonna have fun, y'all, like we always do at Lion, Tigers, and Bears. We're gonna have a ball. We're gonna have a great time. A lot of fun. Family orientated. Oh shit, I can't. Y'all know what the hell I'm trying to say. Bring the family.
Yeah, what he said.
We gonna have a ball, so hopefully I see y'all. Like I said, we keep, and for some of y'all, don't do that rain dance. It ain't gonna work this time. Not this time. But all I'm gonna say is tick tock, tick tock. The clock is ticking. Giganto, I hope
hey,
you. I know you listen, but somebody transport. I'm going dead up in you. All 9
inches.
Hey, oh, that's too much. Maybe
yeah.
2.5 inches.
Hey, Prosa, don't forget about me and your son's race too.
Oh,
ODB, yeah, ODB is taking on the grocery giver. This is the first time that Kenny has ever been behind the wheel of a car, not race car, a car. Period. This bitch don't have a regular driver license. Now, listen. I'm giving the man props. I'm not laughing. I'm not gigging on him. I'm giving them props for having the heart to not only, one, do the race, but for what, two, for locking. I'm going to be in the stands. I'm going to be in the goddamn stands. Now, Fat Albert, I'm going to have a mic in the stands. I'm going to have a mic in the stands. I'm not going to talk to him unless you do the race. But he said if he wins, I have to claim him that day for that one day as my son. So if he wins. He said he's going to turn around and come back down the track. He's going to come back down the track.
He's trying to pull an ODB move.
He said he's going to turn around and come back down the track, and I have to say how proud I am of my son on that day. So that's what's going to happen. Gentlemen, place your bets. That's all I can tell you. Place your goddamn bets. ODB, ODB, I'm gonna tell you something. You're a brave man. And let me tell you why. Because you. And look, man, everybody think this is about the money that you're out racing for. This ain't about no damn money. You got everything to lose and nothing to win. If you beat his ass, so what? If that motherfucker beats you, you beat a motherfucker with no driver's license, no teeth, and don't know how to do a cat sound. You beat him.
Meow.
You beat a motherfucker that don't know how to do a correct meow. But if he whoop you, oh my God, I would hate to be you for the next 13 years. 13 years, I would hate. But listen, you getting a 13 to life if you lose. You're getting 13 because that bitch going to be on your ass every fucking day for the next 13 years. Every day. So
you're right.
You're brave as well. Good luck to you. I hope y'all have a good, successful race. I ain't rooting for nobody to win. Now, I am rooting for you and your DJ battle, though. I'm rooting for you and your DJ battle, but I got
you,
to see this
you.
Damn ODB
Antoine.
And the grocery getter. You got it.
Yes, sir.
If he beat you, you gonna be up going around and take a meow, meow. I'm just saying.
You know what? That should be part of the bet. If you lose, you gotta say meow every time you say his name. You gotta say meow first. And then if you lose, you win.
And for everybody that don't know, he went on a live feed and he went to ranting on
And he started saying meow, meow, and all that. Oh, my God. I was like, what is this boy talking about? He said the man Carl was going meow, meow. Who was that? Sean Dews, he said, right?
Yeah, Sean Dews.
Everybody else was revving. Sean Dews was doing that meow. I said, oh, no.
Yeah, he said when he cranked his car, his car sounded like this. Meow, meow, meow.
Oh, hell no.
But, Joe, you should root for ODB because you got to go around and tell everybody that's your son. And that's worse than losing to him. Good God almighty.
Well, listen. I'm going to say it because I agree to it. But I'm going to say it so quiet and nobody going to hear it. I'm going to wait till the car right in the burnout. That's what I'm going to say it right there. The next car in the burnout.
I mean, that picture y'all took this weekend, you know what I mean? Y'all do savor a lot, you know.
You know I'm what? I'm going to hit you in your damn throat. Antoine, I'm going to hit you in your throat when I see you now. I would be remiss if I didn't let you know that you got a hit in the throat as soon as I see your ass. I would be remiss.
Hold on, you guys, I got somebody calling. I don't know. I see Mount Vernon number, so. See what's going on. They might be trying to get a race locked in for Lion Tigers Bears or whatever. 914-5466. Your mic is open.
What up, Joe?
What's going on now?
Y'all forget he had a Jerry Curl wig on with a muscle shirt.
he said he was catching balls and throwing balls. You remember that, what he said, right?
He looked at like that. What was that movie that Chris Rock was in with the Jerry curl?
Right,
oh, CB2,
right.
CB2. CB2.
CB2. Yeah.
CB4.
CB4. No, the four. Y'all cutting them in half.
CB2.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know what Antoine. Listen, I'm not going to lie to you. I don't know what he be thinking sometimes. I mean, damn, I call Antoine. I'm sorry, my bad. I don't know what Kenny be thinking, but I seen him do the one thing one time, and he had the cereal, and he had
and then
you
ain't right
one.
Because when he be driving the car or the car,
right.
He be shifting with the wrong shifter. The shifter be shifting with the left hand.
But you got to understand, he do things backwards. He showed me something. He showed me a thing. Said he was training. One time he was training for Marcus. That was before everything was over. That's when it was freezing outside. Yeah, he was jabbing. If you looked at, he was jabbing with his power hand. I said, "What the hell?" How the hell he gonna reach? He gonna get his head? He said, "Well, how you look?" I said, "How you look?" I said, "Man, I don't mean no harm, but Marcus gonna be all up in your ribs when you do some shit like that." Huh? What do you mean? I said, you jabbing with the wrong hand, man. You don't jab with your foot. He had the foot that was out in the front. He's sitting up there. He got the foot in the front, but he jabbing with the right hand. He got the left foot out in front, and he jabbing with the right hand.
And then y'all need to tell him that when he be drinking in that cup, that the cup is empty.
No.
Yeah. Hey, look, he got a twisted teeth.
You think anything was in that wine bottle?
No, it wasn't nothing in that wine bottle.
No, it wasn't nothing in that bottle, Joe. His lips wasn't even.
He kept acting like he was sipping. I said, oh, no. Come on now, boy.
Hey, Long Island, if you look at the bottle is see-through, you can actually see the liquid if it's in there because my girl drinks that wine. You can see it. You can see the he just want to make himself look that type of way. But he's supposed to go live tonight with some damn twisted teas, so I can't wait to see this.
Oh, shit.
So what?
Tell him to pour it in the glass. Tell him you want to see it pour. When you get on there, tell him pour it in the glass and drink it. That's what you got to do. Pour it in the glass and drink it. We want to see it.
Y'all said the man can't afford what's in the goddamn glass.
We want to see anybody really drinking. He drinking air or is he drinking real stuff? That's what we want to see.
When they say that wine is called cupcake, that's the name of the wine he drinks. It's called cupcake.
Ooh, cupcake.
That's what that Moscato cupcake.
You drank it with
wow.
Some back?
That's what he likes.
You ever drink that?
No.
Okay. Damn. Hold on a second. Let me open up these couple mics.
What are you trying to insinuate, buddy?
No, I'm just asking you. You ever drank that cupcake before? I know you drink, so I just want to ask, what you drink, you know?
Hey, Fat Albert.
I ain't saying nothing like that, Fat Albert. Come on now.
When I was heading down to the track Sunday, we was listening to Kevin Hart on Sirius Radio, and they was talking about lot lizards, and he didn't know what a lot lizard was, and they had to explain it to him.
Oh, Lord.
Antoine
know what it is. I don't know what that stuff means. I don't know what it means.
Look, let me look over here now. She might got some right here right now. But you ain't got none. Antoine, you is on a national talk show for a while. You gonna tell on yourself? Hey, listen, I'm just saying, my girl drinks it. That's all I'm saying. You tried it. Hold on a second. Let me make sure I open up this mic, you guys. Hold on 1 second. 443-4219. Your mic is open.
What's going on, Joe?
What's going on, Jeff?
You mean you got Pro Stock Joe on this show?
Yeah, we got Pro Stock on here, too.
What the hell is
What's going on, Jeff? Hey. I got a message for you, man. I got a message for you.
What's the message?
Hercules.
Where's he gonna be?
They coming to line. He said he coming to line. Tigers in bed.
I got a soldier run. A soldier run the wizard with the small block that day.
What day? The Friday or
line
Saturday?
Tigers in bed.
But I know we got 4 days in Lion, Tigers, and Bears.
No, goddamn, I can't spend 4 days down there with you. God damn.
I know, but I'm saying, which day you coming? What I'm saying.
Saturday.
Okay. They got the $5,000 free shootout on Friday now.
Yeah, we kicking that around. That's right. I got Hercules Punk got money. I got to get him a race back.
Yeah, that's what he said. He said, I need that back. That was a loan.
Look, a loan?
Said that was a loan. That's not a gift.
I'm going to get another loan from him, I guess.
You're going to get another loan.
Yeah, if we can't make it that day, because I'm coming to support your race, how about if we can't make it with that big top car, we get him up here, Joe having a race, what, July 3rd? Same track.
July 3rd?
If we don't have that day, we'll try to get him up here. I'll pass the message.
I'll pass the message. I like to get Hercules
and Tina Turner the same day.
Not Ike Turner, Tina Turner. Oh,
Tina Turner.
Now, I just got off the phone with Rock. Rock said he coming. He wants some action, too. They both coming to the same race, the same place. They both coming, Lion, Tigers, and Bears. Ike Turner and Hercules both coming. And Hercules wants you, Rock said, just find him a race.
I said,
yeah, that's easy to do.
Everybody wanna race Tina Turner.
Huh?
I ain't got no problem running Tina.
You got no problem running Tina Turner?
Let me get Rock on the goddamn phone.
Let me see this. I just got the phone.
Yeah, hey, look. She had them big, thick legs, old Tina.
Yeah, okay.
What you running Tina Turner with?
Tina Turner? Or the Pro Mod.
Oh, okay.
I like getting my bear. I mean, I don't know if I can bring both cars. That's the problem. I know I can make it your race with the big tire car. I'll run either one of them, Hercules or Tina Turner, whatever they call it. It'd be Ned Turner, whatever the hell it is. I don't know who the hell it is.
Damn, Jeff, you call it Tina Turner. Damn. Hey, Jeff, you know Mark Jones called me Monday talking shit, talking about me and you were sitting at a bonfire doing a rain dance.
Well, tell that dumb motherfucker, nobody sits out in the rain at a bonfire. You know, Bob wants to lit.
So he said, yeah, you and Jeff did that rain dance. I know y'all was scared of me.
Yeah. I ain't remember that son of a bitch.
Actually, don't worry, Mark. You're going to get what you're looking for, buddy. Just hold on.
Yeah. Maybe we'll get him down there July 3rd there, Fat Albert.
Yeah. There you go. We're going to get his ass. And Marcus Wongers, I want my money back.
I'd like to run that, but I'd really like to take Cassius Clay down there. Goddamn, I'm tired of these big talk shit. Ain't enough action. I need to cut Cassius loose. I've had that bitch been in training for 6 months now. I don't know who to race.
Yeah, every morning I got to argue with that damn Brian Epps every goddamn morning.
Oh, that's sorry, motherfucker, man. Don't worry about that banana.
I
peel.
Argue with him every morning. Bob.
That's what he said last time, Albert. He's going to come out with that car, beat everybody, blah, blah, blah. He was so goddamn slow, he sold the motor and took the car to get work doing all kinds of shit. Same thing going to happen again.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he bought the car right up the street from me.
Wow.
Right down the street. Get it worked on, but it's so fast. Yeah, motherfucking fast.
Wow.
He betted me that he gonna gap him, so I told him I'm cleaning out my savings account on that race. He betted me he gonna gap him. That's okay. I'll take that bet.
Brian Epps gonna gap Cassie Clay.
Yeah, that's what he said. We bet it. I got him and Pete. That's okay. Oh, I got both of y'all.
You might get
that's
me
a bet.
God,
oh,
man.
So Jeff, you locked Cassius Clay and the Wizard locked in for Lions, Tigers, and Bears on Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Let me write that shit down.
Tell Hercules, give me the bat. Give me the kick. I'll run him with a small block.
But with the kick? Oh hell no! Hold on one second.
I just gotta move.
God. Yeah. Damn. Wait a minute.
Goddamn small block.
Man, Jeff crazy as hell.
Ooh, I'm sorry. Damn, I had a mic open. My bad. But you was, your mic is open.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, good evening.
I got Jeff Rogers on the phone, and he got a little small block. He got a little small block on Cassius Clay. He said Lions, Tigers, and Bears, he might not bring his big car, but he said he'll bring the little car, his little small block. Now, you on the radio show now, they can hear you right now. I just clicked in. But he said, give him a hit or break with a small block and fuck it.
Nah, you get, just bring what he got. Bring the Bears he got. But I ain't getting nobody no break. Just tell him to bring his big tire car, whatever he's supposed to have.
Hey, I hear somebody clucking like a chicken. Joe, do you hear that? I hear somebody clucking. I don't hear that.
Hey, you want to cluck like a, hey, wanna come cluck like a chicken? Tell me to come out on Orange Bird next Friday night.
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit. That's no medication.
Wait,
that's no medication.
Wait a minute, Joe. Wait a minute. I keep hearing that chicken again. Somebody here acting like a chicken. I don't know what they're trying to say or mean, but the man said,
know,
if you want to cook some chicken, come to Orange. Somebody said, come to next weekend. He'll take care of that. So are you saying you're going to fry that chicken? Because I love some good fried chicken.
Mm-mm. Hercules. So, Hercules, what you do with you? So you want to fuck the executioner up down at No Medication next Friday night?
I don't even know what the execution is. Whatever we got, just
big time Mustang. Yeah. Big time Mustang.
Look, yeah, the big blue car.
Only,
yeah.
I'll be waiting on the show I told you I'd come to. I meet him at the show. Either come out
Orangeburg next Friday, the Lions, Tigers, and Bears the week after.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I definitely can't make Orangeburg, but like I said, we're gonna see about this because if I come down, I call you Monday, and if we race,
okay.
We'll race Friday night at Lions, Tigers, and Bears. Is he gonna be down on Friday night?
Friday night on Lions, Tigers, and Bears.
Yeah, we'll be. I know. I'll be there that Saturday.
I can't go through that goddamn thing,
He got a small block race on Saturday. He got two cars. He want to bring the little car on Saturday and the big car on Friday.
Well, who will pay him the most money? That's the car he ought to bring.
Oh, shit. How much you want to run it for?
He talked to me.
How much you want to run it for, Arnold?
It don't even make no difference. 10, 20, 30, whatever you want, it don't make no difference.
You saying his much?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
They got too much money. They got too much money.
Yeah. Hey, Joe, does he know he's talking to the two-time National Pro Mod Grudge Race of the Year? Do he know that?
Well, I think he do.
The problem is,
Joe, man, that don't mean shit.
Radio track. Yeah. They prepping for that radio, man. You can't put no big power down on these big tires. I done been through this. That's why I say I do a Friday.
Oh, okay, but what we're gonna do is when y'all get ready to race, we're gonna have the track prep one side, we're gonna knock down the other side, we're gonna spray the hell up. So both of y'all are gonna have optimal traction for what y'all wanna do. Optimal traction.
Optimal.
That's what we're doing. Matter of fact, on Thursday, the test and tune day, right? The private testing day. Big tire is going to have one lane, and small tire is going to have the other lane. So we're going to so Bradshaw and Sticky Mafia are going to prep radial tire for one lane, and the other lane is going to be slick big tire. So
well, that's fine. But then comes Saturday, they glue both lanes up. They glue both lanes up for the fucking radial. I wish they never invented them motherfucking tires. I tell you. It is, man. It's just too hard to prep for both of them. I'll call you money. I'll give my crew. I'll give with these guys. See what they want to do.
But
I ain't saying
it's easier to not glue off than put it on, though, Jeff. It's easier to get it back to where
You can spray it. You can spray glue till you get tired. You can spray it till you're tired. It's hard to get it off. You got to scrape it. Last look. 2 weeks ago, Jason Miller, he ran big tire, slick. Then he glued it up, ran radial. Then he ran big tire, slick again. He actually scraped the first 100 foot, scraped the glue back off, and the car was perfect. Man, you just can't keep gluing.
What I'm saying is that's what we got to do. We got to scrape the track when y'all getting ready to race. So what we do? If y'all say y'all gonna do it, we talk to Sticky Mafia, and that's exactly what we're gonna do: scrape the track. We got the formula. Jason Miller has.
I need some unsticky mop in there. I need the unsticky mop.
You need some unsticky mop? I don't want the sticky mafia. I don't want the sticky mafia. You want the unsticky mafia.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to have the best. We're going to have J.D. and R. Kelly, best of both worlds. That's what the song says, best of both worlds. That's exactly what we're going to do. Lions, Tigers, and Bears. Oh, my, that's the baby Super Bowl. If we got to do it, we got to do it. That's what it is. So,
I just want to let you know, Joe, somebody just texted me a picture of you and Hassan hugging it. He got his arms around you at the fence. They said they about to post it. Joe, they about to ride you now, Joe.
You know, look at Hassan. Pro Stock Joe.
Yeah, Pro Stock Joe. I'm sorry.
Hey, Fat Albert.
Yeah.
I just got on here a minute ago. I don't know what's going on, but I seen a picture. It looked like Pro Stock Joe and Hassan related. It looked like he could be his daddy. Is that true?
I ain't fucking with
Oh, shit.
Hey, Arnold Palmer. Listen, man, as soon as I hear from Jeff about the race one way or another, we're going to get you on the phone so we can get some stuff to shake like that. Other than that, I still see you at No Medication, and I see you at Lions, Tigers, and Bears one way or the other. All right.
Who was
all
that?
Right, appreciate it, Joe.
All right, good shit, man. Appreciate it.
Joe, you can't get out of this thing now. So, Joe, they got these new DNAs. We're going to do a DNA at the Lions, Tigers, and Bears right in front of everybody's room.
Oh, shit. We're going to do a DNA.
So, right there.
Jeff Rogers ain't shit. Fat Albert ain't shit, and Long Island Joe ain't shit. Fuck all y'all.
Long Island Joe, and then we gonna I'm gonna have the envelope while I'm on the mic and say, Joe, you is the father. Oh shit, I'm really
eat a baby cat.
But wait, Fat Albert, Jeff, just tell me. I'm gonna let y'all say this. I want answer this question. If you met Antoine with a skull cap on, and Hassan with a skull cap, don't they look like they could be ready, lady?
Long Island Joe. He was my man until you just made that comment.
I know, I'm just saying. Look, you know, brothers always fight. You know how it is. Brothers
man,
always fight,
know.
But, you know.
No.
I see that. If I put that silly cap on both of them, yeah, I don't know.
Hey, Roy Hazewood, mute his mic, Roy Hazewood. Mute his mic, man.
So you want Long Island Joe to mute his own damn mic, huh?
Right.
Come on, Fat Albert. Come on now.
You trying to tell me.
They don't know. I'm looking at the picture of Pro Stock and her son. I mean, look at these two. He really could be a star. Long Island Joe, I'm going to send it to you, Long Island Joe. I want you to tell me. Because this right here got me blown.
Pro Stock Joe.
Yo, what up?
You are the fuck.
I'm going to hit you on your fucking throat as soon as I see your ass, but that's okay. Go ahead. I'm going to hit you in the fucking throat, and I'm going to take patty cake on a goddamn date, you second bitch. Now,
oh,
hit you where it hurts.
Don't do that. You're wrong now.
No, that's it. I'm taking patty cake on a motherfucking date. Fuck it.
I don't want to in the patty cake.
I ain't never seen patty cake at the track.
No, she don't really come that much. She came a couple of times. She don't really come that much.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She's a real young boy that got, you know, real health issues, so she can't come like talking about.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. Make sure.
But I'm gonna put my sunroof back on my Lexus, and me and her gonna ride.
Hey, Long Island, look at that picture I just sent you.
Fuck you,
Fat Albert. Fuck you. Yeah. He's smiling. He's a proud son. I'm telling you, he's a proud son. He's proud. Oh, shit. Hold on a second, you guys. Let me open up this mic, too. I see another mic here.
I hope a lot lives and bites your ass tonight, Fat Albert. I hope a lot lives and bites your ass.
516-8592, your mic is open.
Hey, Jones, you let me in here soon as you say lot lizard.
Yeah, you see that, right? I seen that, I'm like, oh,
LeBron.
Shoot, that's LeBron.
Huh?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, LeBron, your boy on the phone, your buddy on the phone, LeBron. Twan.
It gotta be my boy, Twan.
Oh, damn.
Damn.
Not Twan.
Yeah, my boy Twan.
Damn.
Oh, boy, y'all ain't.
I'm here chilling, getting ready for Lion Tigers, babe.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
now, the word is that Milwaukee is the odds-on favorite for the S10 showdown. Milwaukee is the odds-on favorite, and they lay odds on you. You the 2-1 favorite.
I'm the favorite. Why?
I don't know, cause you talk the most shit.
Oh yeah. You know, I'm gonna do that.
Yeah, you specialize in that. You talk
man,
more shit.
Hey,
than
I'm the most wanted. I don't know why. I got a lot of people after me.
Slowpoke is the quietest. They don't talk no shit at all, or hardly any shit. St. Patrick,
hey, LeBron,
you talk a little shit every once in a while.
Uh-huh.
Hey, LeBron, you still planning to be there for July 3rd, right? With Buck Wacky or whatever. What do you call him? Bill Wacky.
Bo Wacky.
That's
in the air.
I'm saying, I mean,
he's a yep.
We trying to we're trying to do it with ODB or with Bo Wacky that day.
I mean, we could do a Lion, Tiger, and the Bear the first two down on a in a shootout. We ain't got
no,
a
we ain't running no shootout.
I'll tell you that.
We're not running
it
no shootout.
It could be our grudge race. Y'all ain't got to run a shootout. Ain't like y'all going to win. Y'all going to lose, so y'all going to be out the shootout anyway.
Oh, shit. We already got a race for Lion, Tigers, and Bears.
Okay, well, listen, put it like this. I'll be y'all first off the trailer, Ray. We can be the we can
go
the first
team. I'll tell you what. Hold on. I got him.
Hey, LaRon, we'll get with you on the back lines, man.
I mean, Twan know how to get in touch with me.
He tried to sound like Bobby the other night.
I want Twan to call me.
Man, fuck it. Hey, Fat Albert, it's Fat Albert. Fat Albert, it's all your fault. That's all your fault.
I might get y'all at one, but I got to check for her.
That's cool, man.
If y'all want, you know what I'm saying, for Lion, Tiger, and the Bears, you know what I'm saying, we can do something.
All right.
We'll figure it out.
That's cool.
All right.
You think
if you bring a Lot Lizard, too?
Of course I got to bring that monster. Talk to me. I'm listening.
Okay. All right,
you want me to put that Lot Lizard in your trailer?
I'll fuck the hell out of it with no condom.
Marcus, did you say no condom? Wait a minute, Marcus, did you say no condom? You going up on a raw, Marcus? Yes, sir. Hey, Fat Albert, I just have to
go see the doctor in the morning. I just gonna have to see the doctor Dr. Jill, I have to come see you.
Oh, shit.
All right, doctor.
Oh,
where the doctor at? Where the doctor go?
We need to have a shot of penicillin waiting on you. We need to have a shot of penicillin waiting on you.
Hey, listen. Give me what they used to give the soldiers in Vietnam. Give me the same thing they used to give the soldiers in Vietnam.
Good God Almighty. Fat Albert, ain't something wrong with this boy? There's something wrong with him, ain't it?
Hey, wait. Now, listen. Hold up. I got to clarify something.
Uh-huh.
Lone is not one of them Lot Lizards that goddamn wear a wig and that Hassan like them him shim. The him shim, no, I ain't fucking no him. No sir.
One them shim. A shim.
Nah, I ain't fucking no shim. No.
Hey, Margaret, this one is a full girl. You ain't gotta worry about it. This one's a full
okay,
girl.
Okay, all right.
This a grown woman here.
Okay.
This a grown woman here.
I like that.
Yeah, the Lot Lizard I got, that's a grown woman. You ain't got to worry about
that. Hey, Pro Stock, what do you think about these boys here, Pro Stock? They get head over.
Pro Stock, what you say?
God Almighty.
Lord to the have mercy. That's all I can say. Lord, they just go to battle.
Hey, Doc.
Yes, sir.
Hey doctor, if you gonna have your heart pumper out there for Lion, Tiger, and Bear to check for the
blood pressure.
Yeah,
we're gonna definitely have that out there.
Oh my
you're gonna
God,
need it.
Man.
That's right.
You're gonna need it because this Lot Lizard is gonna hurt some feeling that day.
Don't you got some more races locked in up north too, LaRon?
That's for the end of July.
End of July?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. When you learn OG Bobby, right? I got $1,000 in the pot. All right.
You know what?
Good.
I grant you that. You know what? Listen. Hey, I got $1,000. I gap him.
I appreciate that. Come off mute, Bobby. If anybody like OG Bobby,
please see me immediately.
Oh, damn. Not
right 1,000 at
gap.
I got $1,000 on a gap.
Good God almighty. Woo.
And then at the end of this month, I got to run EP in North Carolina. I got $500. I gap him too.
Gracious.
I'm betting
on
the
gap.
Tell the story Auntie Bobby. Hey, Auntie.
Hey, Lorraine.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Hey, Bobby, hold on, Quan. I'm not going to let these boys talk about you right there, Bobby. You talking about he got $1,000, he going to gap you.
I initiated that $1,000.
Okay.
First he had 500, he was dead.
Uh-huh.
So I said, look, we're going to do 4,000 since you that bad.
When I said five, he said 1,000, I did a backflip. I ain't never backflipped in my life.
This is the easiest money I ever made.
Yeah, I got a thousand. I gap his ass.
Easy money you gonna lose.
By the 3:30, the race gonna be over. Watch.
Instead of lifting, say anything.
Hey, OG Bobby, look, I'm going to make it even sweeter. Let's bet I leave before you without red light. Let's bet on a tree, too. I got 100 on the tree. I got 100 on the 330. And then I got 1,000. I gap you.
Go back talk to your friends.
Okay.
I'm just trying to give away some more money.
Hey.
Just put it all in the
pocket. Damn, wait a minute. You really want to head up and he want to bet $1,000? No. God damn. If you want him to bet it in the pot, why not get the clear with your money?
He want to do that, Joe.
I'm trying to bet him on the side.
Who was that? Pro Star Joe. Hey, I try to do that with him, but he trying to be slick. He
didn't want
to do that
shit.
Hey, listen, man, you got him on center stage right now. You got him in front of the whole goddamn world. Right now is the time for you to unslick his ass, stick his ass with that goddamn 1,000 and that goddamn clear. You getting the fucking clear in the race, 4,000. What the fuck?
If you're going to bet it on the clear.
Just call the bet. Ain't no more to it. I'm going to say, everybody witnessing right now. Ain't no more to it.
The race is already locked. We running head up
what?
For 5,000, and then I bet 1,000 I gap them.
Ooh. Okay.
That's the race right there. We racing. It's 5-on-5. And then I got $1,000 on the side. I got him. So that's easy.
Did you take the 1,000 on the side, or he didn't take it?
Yeah, he took it. Yeah, he took the 1,000 on the side. He took the 1,000 on the side.
No, you took it.
I made it. You agreed to it. That's easy for me.
No. You.
But listen.
Wait a minute.
Man,
you
all right, go,
who is the DP
time.
Man?
Gonna...
Who is the DP man?
Staff.
Who is the
DP
man? Let's find out this shit locked. They ain't locked, man. Some bullshit.
It's already locked.
It's already locked and everything.
This is the easiest money I ever made.
Man,
him
call
and EP
Steph.
Will be
Steph ain't going to lie.
Well, you talking about like you people from Shaft. Easiest money
Listen,
ever made.
This is going to be the easiest rate ever.
Easiest money I ever made. Wow.
Hey, Marcus.
Hey, Pro,
I bet you he paid DP.
Hold it, LaRonna. I ain't gonna let you do all that, Bobby. I take that bet. Hold on, goddammit. I bet you don't pay DC.
Hey, Fat Albert, I think this. He about to make me drive. I got to drive all the way to New Jersey. I'm going to drive all the way to New Jersey to get my ass over. I'm going to get that he probably going to pay DP.
Good God almighty.
I'm coming to his backyard. That's how bad I want OG Bobby.
After I saw Bobby at Maryland, that told me.
Don't make it sound like you the man. I sent you $500 to bring your ass up here.
Hey, you know, I appreciate
it. Hold on, Bobby. You trying to tell me you sent him $500 to whip his ass?
He sent me some gas money. Hey, he sent me gas money, and then he going to pay DP when I get that watch.
You okay. You crazy as hell. You think I'm going to give away your money like, man, you crazy as hell.
Hell yeah. I'm gonna make a check now. You going to pay DP.
Well, all them shakedowns I've been seeing in the video, that's still impressing me, scaring me.
I don't want it to be. I'm showing you what I want you to see, so you stay coming up there.
Hey, Pro Star, did you hear what that man? He said, I paid him to come up here to whip him. Good God Almighty, I ain't nothing.
Yeah, that's some disrespectful shit.
Hey, listen, you pay a man to come whoop your ass. How you saying?
Shit could backfire.
And the man come whoop your ass.
But
Joe, the point I'm trying to make is that he did it in the first place. He paid him $500. Bring your ass up here. I'm going to pay for you to come up here for me to whoop.
Hey, fam.
You're a bad man, no doubt.
Hey Joe, if I pay the man to bring his ass up here, you know I'm real confident in whipping his ass.
Hell no.
OG Bobby, you couldn't pay me if I didn't have a second fight, but it didn't happen. You know
what I'm saying?
I said Frazier was real confident in whooping Ali ass in the second fight, but it didn't happen. But I'm just saying, you know. But I like
Frazier,
the style,
that's
though.
That's what it's gonna be.
I like it. I don't know about that. But I like the goddamn style. Now, I'm just covering all bases, you know, being the objective reporter that I am. You know.
Listen, he got all them boys down south scared of him. He doing all that traveling back and forth down south, Georgia, Alabama, Louisiana. Bring his ass up north.
I'm on the way. Hey, Pro Star, you know I go everywhere. Only reason I ain't go up north, because they ain't got no tracks open. I'm going to come up there and run over their ass, too. It ain't nothing new.
Oh, fuck, go run their ass on the goddamn back street. Go back to 150th Street and run their ass.
I might just do that.
LaRon, you heard what Badmouth Crew, they waiting on you. Badmouth Crew,
hey, you know, hey. My boy Twan gonna call me later. He's gonna call me later. We're gonna talk about
this. Man,
listen.
Pro Stop.
What happened was, listen, Pro Stop. I'm being the objective reporter that I am. What happened was, you know, I jumped on OG Bobby's ass when he tried to lock his feet low. But since I couldn't lock him in for this past weekend, he said, Twan. You can't talk to me, Twan, since you won't lock me in, Twan. So ever since then, goddamn, that's all the hell you hear now is Twan. Goddamn, everybody got their name in my phone
hold
now.
Hold up. Ain't you untested? Ain't you the one that said, I don't test my car grudge event?
Okay, but
then
I just tried to lock you in for 3 or 15
then they
in
say,
the line
get off the phone,
and I will pay you to come from fucking Jersey. I just told
you. Nah,
don't
stop paying now. Don't
follow my lead. Don't talk me the fucking death. I'm not the fucking
owner. You should have did that in the beginning.
Hold
on, wait.
I just told
hey,
you Twan. That.
Twan, you offered to raise his big block on nights with your small block head up.
He's a big
block. No. I gave him the back fucking tire. The fuck you talking about?
Damn, back block tire.
Oh, I just told you. I give you the back block.
You ain't offering me nothing. You said your car wasn't even tested.
Okay,
I don't test my car.
I
got untested motor. I just got a fresh motor.
Hey,
I just got a fresh motor.
This is a lot for me right now. 3/15, July the 3rd at 4 p.m. Tell them get the fuck
I'm
up.
I'm constant. My money
and
right now is all locked up for Lorraine.
You come from fucking Jersey.
Now talk to me.
I ain't coming. I done been out of 3 or 4 times. I ain't come back down there. I'm waiting for Lorraine to come up and give him a nice hot floor.
You are another reason why we call a fake ass grudge racer.
You guess you're gonna be missing a lot.
All that talking ain't gonna do nothing. I gotta show my
If you
my
wanna
car,
take us out one by
me.
One, you must be shooting blank. Not with that dirty.
Man, guy. Please. Yeah, all right. That's why you put that half ass big ass seat in the back seat, back in center. You got a full body interior.
Hey, Pro Style, listen to what I'm getting ready to say. This is as good as I'm going to make it for you, all right? Listen, real closely. Listen.
I'm listening.
Listen, real carefully. July the 3rd, I will run you for $3 on $1,000 or $3 on $1,500 or better. I will pay you $300 for you to come down here. I will hire a tuner to tune your car, and I will also pay $2,000 on the side that I will gas your weak ass. Then lock the fuck up.
Oh, my God.
Don't talk me to death.
Would you let a rat watch this scene? Are you crazy? Would you let a rat watch this scene? Huh?
Listen to what I just said. Listen to what I said.
Would you let a rat watch your cheese?
Listen. Listen what the hell I just said.
Fuck out of here with that
I'll run you for $3 or $1,000 or $3 or $1,500. I will pay you $300 to bring your shit down here.
There ain't
I will
enough
pay
money
a tuner
me,
to tune your shit that day, and we will bet $2,000
on
the side
that
I get.
Would you let a rat watch your teeth? A rat watch your teeth?
Listen, you heard. Hey, listen, right, I don't give a fuck.
Hey, Quan, you locking in a dead horse. That man's slow. He know what he can't do. I'm telling you, he not going to race you on July 31st or whatever it is.
Okay.
He will not race you. I bet
Just make sure you have your ass up in New Jersey. That's all I need to know.
Oh, man, I am.
Hey,
what day is
LaRon? There's no excuse you bring your ass up here.
Damn it,
hey,
I'm
going
to
tell you.
Make sure you have it up in Jersey. So everybody
if you want,
can see
I come to Jersey
everybody,
before
that place
going to
be packed. That
Bobby,
place going
to
be packed.
I will come to Jersey before
sure
that I'm racing every weekend from now until I blow this motherfucker.
We already locked in. We already locked for that date. So don't charge to change the date now. Would you say that's the best thing for you?
You ain't got shit up there that's going to beat me.
Well, all you got to come up and find out. There's plenty of cars that can beat your ass. You just ain't coming up and find out.
You ain't one of them.
I'm the first one to kick it off. I'm going to be the first one to kick it off.
Hey, this will be bad. You get your ass up in your
home. I'm
going
to be the first one to change your diaper.
They're going to say that man drove 14 hours to whoop your ass and then going home with your money.
I doubt it very seriously. I'm going to be the first man to change your diaper.
OG Bobby, you the slowest big block I ever seen.
Listen, with the way you drive your car, man, get the fuck out of here. You better put a higher gun in that motherfucker and send that bitch. Real
man, I don't know what y'all looking at. Y'all keep looking what y'all want to look at.
He must drive.
And you drive your truck like you drive that UPS truck.
Okay, you're right.
Hello, my name is Quan. I have a delivery. Hi, my name is Quan. I have a delivery.
You're right. Hey, Fat Albert.
Come on.
I tell you what I do. With the offer I just offered him, if we go to MIR, which is a quarter mile track, I'll drive ODB. He drives his car motor to motor wheel out the fucking back door. That's two races on one fucking day. Now get it the fuck up.
Oh,
and you
man.
Know I don't drive. Motor
right.
Road to the quarter with me driving. 3 or 15 for both races.
You can race OG Bobby in high gear with that slow ass car.
You right. The car can stumble and I'll still go around his ass as slow as that shit.
Hey,
is.
Listen to this. I was gonna run OG Bobby. My motor to his gas. So what does that tell you?
In fact, that said a whole lot when I seen it.
I was gonna run him my motor to his gas. Now I got gas. Imagine what I'm gonna do to him. I was gonna beat him on motor. Now watch this.
Oh shit. Hey look, I'm like Pro Star. Y'all is not gonna pass OG Bobby around like a blunt. And some type of fire.
Nah,
y'all, we're going to stop that shit right now.
Hey,
we're going to stop.
We pass OG Bobby around like a lot lizard at
for
a truck stop.
I'm going to stop this right now. For another $5,000, you can do that thing on top of that fire. We can make it $10,000, and you take that money fucking motherfucking gas off.
Uh-oh. Oh, shit.
Since you so tough, you can add another $10,000 a piece and take that gas off. And I'm going to fuck your ass up. Excuse my mouth.
How about you bet that five?
Since you so tough. Since you so tough.
How about you bet that five and you just come to
since
win?
Since you so
bet
tough.
Bet 10.
Since you so tough. we can show you. You ain't had nothing coming.
We can do two races. We can do two races.
That's what I figured. That's what I figured. You back
we
out.
We can do two races. We can do two
I'll
races.
Figure that.
Same day.
No, nah, you're going to get all one. You're going to get it all in one. Just do that stuff. Take that nitrous on. Add another five on top of that.
Listen, I'm going to tell you again. We can do two races the same day.
Take the nitrous off, add another five on top of that, and stay locked.
Stop over.
We can step on the phone.
Stop over-talking me. Stop over-talking
me. No, 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 no. You over-talked me when we were talking with Steph. Now, I'm going to over-talk you in front of everybody else.
Listen.
Uh-oh.
Take the
nitrous off.
I'm going to say loud and clear.
Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm going to
say loud and clear.
Go ahead.
I'm going to say we can do two races. The first race, we can do on nitrous. And then we can turn around. And you let your car too low, and then I run you on fucking motor for the same fucking amount. I'm not scared of you.
Man, look, I just told you. We're not doing that. We're just doing one time on one time on it.
Oh,
that's the biggest
payday
you ever had in your life. Take the
nitrous
off, add another fucker up for 10,000.
This is the ninth time you changed the race.
And I jack your ass.
This is the ninth time you changed the race.
You heard what I said.
You heard
take
what
the
I said.
Off, take the nitrous off, we're rough for 10, and add another 1,000 on top, and I got you.
Oh,
so that's 2,000 in the gap, 10,000 we gonna race for the race.
How about this? We gonna want me say it in Spanish?
That's what I figured. I figured that. I'm going
don't
back on
you. Spanish,
you want
me say it in Spanish? Want me say it in Spanish?
Damn. You do that stuff. I'm gonna show you that stuff. You
run
the yard.
You back down from that shit about he gonna run you on motor. But when the fuck? Why the fuck you gotta wait till 1987 or 2095 to race him? Why you can't race him soon?
Hey. That's what I've been trying to figure out. I can come to New Jersey. I can leave tonight and come up there and fuck him up.
Oh, if you should have came to you should have brought your ass the other day up to Maryland.
It was raining. Why am I going to drive
please.
10 hours and it's raining?
The next day was nice. The next day was nice at Virginia Motorsport. It was the next day was nice. That Sunday.
No, the Sunday
and
was
Monday,
raining.
Rather. I'm
you
sorry.
Know your days of the week.
I'm sorry. I said that Monday.
Week.
I'm sorry. I just said
you ain't
that Monday.
Me in for Monday. Why well, tell you what?
Well,
from
you
now
came on up
until.
There.
Any day of the week, I will race. How about it? We can rent the fucking – I rent New Jersey track to run you any day you want.
Man.
God,
oh,
damn.
Yes,
God damn.
God
damn. God damn.
Now I'm going to tell you this.
Damn
from,
thing.
You pick a day. You pick a day from any day of this fucking month, I will rent the track and I'll fuck you up.
Good God, oh, my. Damn.
We ain't even got to do it at no
track.
I will rent the track.
You
got to
call the
you
track
up.
To find out.
I think you said something about your mom and best friend. I think
listen,
he said something about your mama best friend. That's rough.
Hey,
that's rough.
Hey, Joe.
That's
hey,
rough,
Joe.
Right
can you send me any information to Echo? I will call him. And Bobby, you tell me what day you want to rent the track. I will rent that motherfucker and come up there and fuck you up for $5,000 or $10,000.
Good.
And you gonna get the nitrous off? I'm gonna run you on nitrous.
No, I'm coming. How our race is locked in. Fuck that. I will rent the track.
Nah.
I'm walking wide legged right now. Goddamn, I'm walking wide legged.
I
please,
thought so. Hey,
yeah,
hey, he backpedaling. He back. I will rent the track and run you nitrous to nitrous.
Mm.
You can shake down 1,000 times. I will shake down once, and I don't give a fuck whenever you feel like you're ready.
God damn, dog. God damn. God damn, dog. One time for your mind.
Hey.
One
Joe,
time for your mind.
I will do this. I will rent the fucking track out. Shake down one time. He can shake down until he gets tired.
Shake down until he ass.
I don't need to shake down.
One time.
I don't
five,
need to shake down.
One
time.
Down, whatever you comfortable.
My car don't need a shake down. My car don't need no shake down.
So I tell you what, let's rent the track and go off the trailer for $5,000. Fuck you.
God damn, dog.
Damn.
What are you talking about?
So you agree to that? You pick a day that you want to rent. I rent the fucking track. You
no,
just
no.
show up.
You,
I pay for everything.
We already doing that. So what is you talking? You ain't saying nothing different.
We could do it earlier. Any day of the fucking week. You said
I'm
a day before and I come down.
I'm gonna stay the 25th. But that offer still stands. You take that nitrous
this
off
stands.
For 10,000,
I'm saying on the show
and I guess it for extra 1,000 on top of that.
I'm saying it on the show so everybody can hear it.
No,
no.
You're saying on the show for everybody to say.
No.
I just told you.
Stop talking to me.
I just paid your ass for you to come up here. What the fuck are you talking about money for? I paid
stop
money to bring your ass up here. What the hell are you talking about?
Stop talking to me.
Get your ass up here.
I'm going to send your money back and I'm going to rent the track out.
Get your whole ass up here so I get the rest of my money.
How about that? I rent the track out and give you $500 back. I drive up there for free to fuck you up.
Well, get your whole ass up here and give me the rest of my money.
I'm going to tell Steph, send you that $500 back, and I'll come up there for free and fuck you up.
Good. Get him on the phone.
Almighty.
Get him on the phone.
Oh.
Get Steph on the phone.
Cook, God almighty.
Hold on.
Get Steph on the phone.
Oh, shit. I'll come up there and fuck you for free. Good.
Would you fuck me for free?
Yeah.
Hey, send OG Bobby his weekend.
Now, y'all do understand. This is about getting an earlier date. This is about getting an earlier date.
Hey,
this
Steph,
is about getting
I'm
an earlier
nah,
date.
This is the same date, Joe. This is the same date.
No, it ain't the same date. That's the same date he's talking about. The reason he said,
told,
look there. Why would he send your money back right now for to come up there when he already getting paid to come up there?
Because the other dates, I can't do them dates. I'm already
hey,
obligated
Joe, watch
to something
this.
Else.
I'm going to tell Steph what I'm willing to do. Steph, I'm willing to send OG Bobby
Steph on the
500
phone?
Back.
Is Steph on the
yeah,
phone?
Steph,
I'm here.
Right
I'm
here. Willing, Steph, listen, I'm willing to do this. I'm willing to send OG Bobby his $500 back. I'm willing to rent Echo out and fuck him up for free.
Huh?
But he got to be doing early. It got to be earlier.
And I told OG Bobby I will come up there any day of the week. I will rent out Echo, send him his $500 back.
I said we could do the 25th. We could do the 25th. That's the best day Steph they could be there. I got no problem with that.
No, that the 25th is the only Sunday that's available for Echo.
Steph, I'm saying I will find out.
Now,
I will rent a date. I will rent the
date. He just told you.
No, that's the day of an event. I said I will rent it. You could rent it during the week.
Yeah, you rent it during the week.
Now, you pick
Uh-oh.
The day you want.
Oh, shit. Uh-oh.
Okay. Uh-oh. The 25th.
Now, you pick your day you want.
This motherfucker's stupid.
That's
Saturday.
Okay, pick a weekday.
Can you do that Saturday?
Fuck it. Pick any weekday.
I said Saturday.
Any weekday.
During the week is bad for me. During the week is bad for me. That's Saturday.
It's worth it. OG Bobby, I will run you for $5,000 or $10,000. That's worth you taking up for a day.
I said that Saturday.
Yeah.
Steph, we apologize for calling you OG Bobby. It's full of shit. Steph, you enjoy your night.
I said
OG Bobby. Steph, you have a good night, brother, man. made me call that man. You so fucking weak.
Hey, wait a minute. This guy, Steph, is he still on the phone?
Man, I got Steph off the phone wasting that man's time. He asleep.
Oh.
He watching TV with his family or something. I don't know.
Hey, Pro Sock, that there LaRon is something. I'm saying, good Lord, man, now I will send you back your gas money. I will pay to rent the track, and we run for $5,000, $10,000.
Eat two packs of M&M's and one Snickers bar, and then
good
fuck
God,
you up.
Man. Bobby said he's going to get him.
I would be remiss if I let you do that shit. You will not make a mockery out of this shit. You will not give OG Bobby no goddamn props. That's some bullshit. Nah, hell no. Hell no. I smell something. I'm not going to say pussy because it can't sound on the radio, but I smell vagina. I smell vagina. I smell vagina.
I smell pussy.
I smell vagina. I would be remiss if I let you get that man in the goddamn props and try to laugh this shit off. I smell vagina.
Hey, Pro Star Joe, you coming up here that day?
You gonna be up here that day? Now, I love OG Bobby. I got respect for him as a man. But they're talking about this in a grudge sense. I smell vagina. Bobby is not cramming. Bobby ain't backing out of the race. He's still running them. He's just going to run on the 25th. He's not backing out of the race. Man, hey, Fat Albert, if I'm willing to bet you or pay you the amount that you make in one day or whatever you make in a week, what's wrong with that? You know what, fuck it. LaRon, let me negotiate this for you. Shut the fuck up. Don't you say nothing but agree to what I say. Now, here go one. OG Bobby. LaRon going to take off his fucking juice.
run your own fucking motor, rent the goddamn track, and come up there early for $5,000 or $10,000 and still whoop your ass and take off his motherfucking shoes. Now, fuck it. Are you available, bitch? Give me a date. On the weekday. Fuck
it. I told you
I'm
that
sick
Saturday.
Of your ass.
That Friday or Saturday. That Friday or Saturday.
Hey, Pro Stock Joe. He still ain't got enough if I run on motor.
You know what? I see now I smell vagina for real. Because I just told you, the man was going to – you got your back up a minute ago, your chest spraying out when he said he was going to take off his juice, and you tried to act like it was all that. If that ain't sweet enough for you, time for $10,000 and a goddamn weekday, you ain't got to go to work no more for the next two goddamn weeks if you don't want to. Shit. Fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here, man. I smell vagina. I'm not, listen, I love you, but I smell vagina, goddammit. You need to wash that motherfucker. That bitch a little salty. That vagina is a little salty. I smell it. I smell a little twang. I smell a little twang. I smell vagina. Now, I love you like my goddamn big brother, my uncle. Goddamn, I smell some vagina. That bitch got a little twang to it. Make my nose curl up.
Hey, Pro Star, what'd that make? What you smell? Because I smell it, too.
I smell a little vagina. I smell a little. I ain't going to say pussy. I smell vagina.
Hey, listen. I told you. If I'm willing to race this man for $5,000 or $10,000 and one day, I'll take off work for that.
I would, too. Shit. Anybody on the goddamn phone? Ain't nobody on this goddamn phone make $5,000 or $10,000. I don't give a fuck what you do.
Listen, I'm willing to
I said that Friday, I got obligations. Friday or that Saturday. Whatever day you pick.
Man, Monday through Thursday.
Are y'all talking about July? You're talking about July 25th. Are you talking about July 25th or June 25th?
July. Call the track.
Listen, man, goddamn, wait a minute. Why the fuck is the 4th of July? Are you going to work? Are you going to work on Father's Day?
Hell no.
Are you going to work on the 4th of July?
I ain't gonna be here.
Okay.
Okay.
Joe, don't
you say shit out there.
Look, I don't make no $5,000. I don't make $4,000 no goddamn one day. So I know damn well I'm going to damn money.
All right. Tell the truth, Joe. Hey, Fat Albert, I said if I wasn't there, we could do it for 10. It's worth $10,000 in a day. I will run him for $10,000 in one day.
I understand, but look, and Bobby the Fifth, I'm Bobby lawyer. God damn, I'm not going to allow y'all to keep goddamn
well,
yourself.
Well, you lost. If you his
but
lawyer,
Bobby,
you lost.
You getting disbarred. You getting this. You getting grudged disbarred. Okay. You getting grudged disbarred.
Oh my God.
Fuck that shit, Fat Apple. I done got your ass off a goddamn big ass case. Now you want to fuck up again. I just got your ass off a goddamn case.
Hey, Fat Apple. You can hey, the Fat Apple. You can defend me all you want.
He can't make it. Them dates, that's all the man saying, he can't make them dates. Y'all
ain't
like
no
he,
way, ain't no way.
He can make, Father's Day and goddamn 4th of July. Don't nobody work on them goddamn days. I ain't fucking with you.
I just said, I ain't going to be here.
I gave him the benefit of the doubt when he said he had no free days. But then I asked him about Father's Day and 4th of July. That bitch, I asked him 2 times and he didn't say nothing. Then he thought about it. He said,
the
best he can come up with, I ain't gonna be there. I ain't gonna be here. Come on, get the fuck out of here, man. Come on, man. Stop this bullshit. I'm not. Hey, listen. I would race, but I ain't gonna be here. That's all.
Oh my God.
That's a new everybody. Instead of saying Red Rock from now on, all you got to say is, let me say, well, you want to race? You know, all you got to do is say, I ain't gonna be here.
I'm going to be honest. If LeRon was the officer in that race, I think the truck heading down the highway now, I would turn this motherfucker back around. Hey, I would take this load back. Hey, man, I can't do this shit. I got to go. Yeah.
I'm not fucking with you.
I just say he can't make it.
Yeah, he just can't make it. I saw them. Yeah, go ahead. We hear you. Go ahead. I hear you.
Okay, this is Miss Kitty, and I just said he can't make it. No Father's Day, no 4th of July.
Miss Kitty, we love you, but hold on, Joe.
That's my witness. Be quiet. That's my witness. Thank you, Miss Kitty. I thank you for coming on the stand. The man just can't make them dates. That's all. He can't make the dates, Joe.
Hey, Post,
thank you, Miss Kitty. Yeah.
He got. So he can't make 60 days from now.
Oh, shit.
He got 60 days to choose from.
You want to talk?
Wait, Your Honor, I need to request a recess.
Listen. Fat Albert, new evidence is applied. Listen, he got 60 days to choose from. Today is June 1st. He got all the way to July 31st.
Oh shit, God. Yeah, I got to request a reset to talk to my client. I need a reset.
Hey, Fat Albert, he got 60 days to choose from.
I object to that witness because the witness is biased. The witness is biased.
Why Miss Kitty can't put her two sit in there? Objection, Your Honor. She's a stand-up witness, and she came in and said what she had to say. Good report.
No, because that's his wife. That's why she came.
What are you trying to say? She came on and said that her and her husband was not going to be here on the date. Y'all think Bobby's trying to get out of the race. He just can't make the days that y'all want. That's all.
I would be remiss if I let anybody tell me that a man and not pick one day out of 60 days. You don't get no time off. You don't get no time for a hamburger. You don't get no time to get your tie and your socks from Father's Day. You don't get no time to wave the flag and salute the fireworks. You don't get no God, man. You got to have some kind of goddamn time off. I don't know, man. Something got to give.
No, he don't get no time off at all.
I know we gonna take your goddamn grudge. If we gonna take your grudge card,
See, Miss Kitty just just said he don't take no time off, Joe. Some people
For ain't that much damn work in the world. Ain't nobody work 60 days straight. That'd be a world record.
I'm his dispatcher.
Miss Kitty, we love you. We love you and respect you. And like I said, I could call my brother right now. I could call my brother. I'm not saying this for you now, but I could call my brother right now, and he would tell you that I'm in San Francisco. I could call my brother right now, and he would tell you I'm in San Francisco. I could call my wife, girlfriend, cousin, brother, mother, sister, and she would tell you that I was in Africa. I'm just saying. The witness is biased, Your Honor. I demanded that be stricken from the record.
On the 25th, Lorraine belonged to him. He called him Lorraine. So he said Lorraine belonged to him on the 25th.
Hey, listen.
Lorraine.
Auntie Bobby gonna be in the doghouse when I get done with him.
Auntie Bobby. Oh, yeah. Hey, you know what? I'm calling this race off. I'm gonna call this race off because I already see that Miss Kitty is gonna beat OG Bobby when he get home if he lose. So we gotta call the race.
Oh, he ain't gonna lose. She gonna beat him.
She gonna beat him if he lose.
Did you hear what she said? Oh, he ain't gonna lose.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit, I like that.
No, listen, let me translate what that means. He ain't gonna lose. That means he bet not lose, because if you do, I'm gonna beat him.
Oh, no, it means that he gonna win. That's all it means, because I'm gonna be there to make sure that he wins.
That's going to be one quiet ride home, because I'm sorry, man, but I'm going to have to upset you.
And I'm taking side bets. So who talking?
Holy shit. Now we get somewhere now.
Hey,
you
listen.
Hear what
this
kid is saying?
So when I get here on the 25th, make sure you see me.
I will. Hey, listen. Miss Kitty, I'm going to shake your hand before taking your money.
Oh, Lord.
I don't talk to girl.
She said, I'm coming all bitch. Good.
Oh, God.
Oh, shit.
Come on, Joe. Did you hear what Miss Kitty said?
Hey, Fat Albert.
I told you about it. I used to have 37, but now we got two.
Where's Antoine?
I said, we need her on the show last Tuesday, you know, when Sweet Lowe's trying to dig up in him. I like the fact she covering all best, but tell them we like Sweet Lowe back in, God damn it,
hey,
and tell her cover all them up.
Spokesperson. She need to be a spokesperson.
Hold on, Antoine. I heard what Bobby said he's concentrating on Lorraine right now. He said after he finishes with Lorraine, he'll lift all the rest of y'all.
That even further lets me know. Hold on. Wait a minute. I see some discrepancies. Hold on. I detected some discrepancies in the witness testimony. Now, when it comes to Lorraine, he concentrating on Lorraine. Okay, I get that. When it comes to Lorraine, but you know, I mean, when it comes to ODB,
Sweet Love,
he can't race ODB because, okay, old Sweet and Low, same thing. He can't race them because he concentrating on another victim, another man. But now, when it comes to Lorraine,
he can't race because
he can't get off work. Wait a minute. What is it now? What is it? He can't get off work. Now, he could get off work, but he focused on somebody else for the one opponent, the other opponent. He can't get off work? Come on now. Somebody talk to me. Did anybody else see that? Did anybody else see that?
No.
Did anybody else see that but me?
All he's worried about is
what
he called LaRon. That's LaRon.
I know, but what I'm saying is...
Objection, Your Honor. Let me talk. He's only concentrate on the big race he got coming up. That's gonna be Lorraine. He said,
"Man, come on, man. He gonna pay the punk out of it, man.
He's going to pay the punk out. He's not going to race that race.
I bet you $500 he don't pay.
I tell you, hold on, Fat Albert. I tell you what, bet $100 he's going to pay punk out. Bet $100.
It's locked.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. He's going to pay the punk out, man.
Don't mess up my money, Miss Kitty. Don't mess up my money, Miss Kitty.
Now, who wants to take my $200?
I'll take your $200. $100 up against when he locked Sweet Low in. Now, how about that?
Uh-oh. Oh, shit.
No, y'all phone cut off. I
ain't
hear that.
Oh. Yeah, phone cut off, Marcus. No, it did, Marcus.
Man, my phone
ain't
cut off.
It did.
I said,
I didn't hear it. I didn't hear it either. It got quiet.
Listen, can you hear me now?
Yeah, go ahead. You good.
I said I'll take that $200 when he locks Sweet and Low in. That's what I said.
No, we ain't talking about,
how about that.
We talking about
LeBron. Oh, okay. All right, well, I'm back on mute. Antoine, the king has spoken.
Uh-huh.
The king has spoken. I'm back on mute.
Oh, Lord. Oh, shit.
That's right.
So you trying to say Miss Kitty was talking to the king? You the king?
Yes. She bowed down there.
Oh,
she,
Lord.
She bowed down there. She,
oh,
Miss Kitty bow down?
Wait a minute.
Did Miss Kitty bow down?
$300.
No,
oh,
no. Miss Kitty. Listen, I tell you what. Make it 300 to my five. Make it 300 to my 500 on the DP.
I hear backpedaling.
No, listen to me. I'm making it sweet for you, baby. I said make it my 500 to your 300 to lock me in. That's what I said.
You sure your name is the king or the pimp? Which one is it?
Okay.
Both. Her 300 to my 500, he locked me in.
I'm making it sweet for you, baby.
Hold on, Marcus. Miss Kitty thinks she's talking about Lorraine.
No, I'm talking about sweet. I'm talking about Sweet and Low, baby.
Hold on, Marcus.
Hold on.
Watch this, Marcus. Hold up.
Come on, baby. You know what I said.
In the rain, but we can be like Keith Sweat, me and you dance in the rain.
You can't even prove
listen,
that you
baby. Well, I'll tell you what, my profile was up to prove that I wasn't that.
I heard you playing Facebook Thug. I don't play Facebook Thug.
Hold on, wait a minute.
I play Facebook Thug. How you want me to
tag me in? Tag me in. Shut the fuck up.
Go get it.
Hold on. Hey, Mark. Hold on. I got a text right now. Trigger Riggins said y'all can spread here and run y'all on more. Lock in, guys.
Man, fuck Tricky Ricky, man. We don't give a fuck about
Tricky Ricky, man. He's played out. He's like a 7-year-old woman's pussy, man. That sucker wide open. Nobody got time for him.
Yeah.
None of them do some hair.
He just texted me. He said you can stay here and run you on motor.
Tell him go play some toe jams.
Man, tell him to go get some damn Jericho or do some hair. Tell him to go get some Get Back by Thunder Goat. Tell him go do some. Hey, I tell you what, Fat Albert. Tell him stop making tire changes to his car. He'll know you want to be big tire or small tire. Tell him pick a tire and stay with it. Tell him that. Leave me the hell alone. You picking on somebody. I tell you what.
He's not gonna let you pick on OG Bobby.
I'm gonna say this in my post stock voice. He's got to feel like the saddest man in America to pay Punk out to ODB. I don't want to hear shit he got to say. I would be real.
Wow.
I didn't say that.
And I'm gonna say the last one. And I'm gonna say the last one for post stock Bill.
Wow.
Y'all two is crazy.
Postbox said he got to feel like the saddest man in America. Hey, Postbox, let me ask you this. Postbox, what was he thinking when we drawed down on him? He didn't draw on us. We drawed down on him with a fucking flat top 355, man, and an old raggedy ass truck. Come on, man.
He had to be the saddest man in America.
Yes, my lord. We didn't give no fucks about him. We didn't respect him as a honeypot, as anything. Fuck him.
Y'all, listen to this, though. Listen to this. Fat Albert is a good and shrewd lawyer. He objected that bullshit about tricking Ricky the hairdresser in this so y'all can get off of goddamn OG Bobby. Y'all was stealing his motherfucking ass. Get on his ass. Don't do it.
Oh, you're right. Goddamn, you damn sure right. Fat Albert, shut your ass up and let us keep fucking the OG Bobby. OG Bobby, what the wife at? What the lady go again? I got something else to
say. I'm listening.
I'm here. I got to read the text.
I'll tell you what.
Because I read your text, I got to read the texts that come to me. And he just sitting there and
don't do
put
it.
Some bass in your voice.
Don't do it. I know
what
you're
going to
do.
Put some bass in your voice, sissy.
I tell you what. Where the lady at? The
I
lady
know
said
he's
she's
no, Marcus. Tell the hairdresser. Tell Justin you want to fade and perm on Tuesday at 8, and that's him shut the fuck up.
Oh, shit. Oh, oh my God.
Yes, sir.
Fat Albert, he's about to get nasty.
Yeah.
He's about to get nasty. He's about to get nasty.
All right, Marcus, Miss Kelly, go ahead. Hold on, Marcus. Pro, stop.
Man, come on,
that,
man. You holding the
will
show
you
up fucking with that goddamn Tricky Ricky. Fuck Tricky Ricky.
No, I said Pro Stock was breaking into a car. Pro Stock, cut it out, man. We can hear the alarm going off. Wait till after the show go off. All right, go ahead, Marcus.
What's the lady name again?
My name
Miss
is Kitty.
Miss Kitty?
Hey, Miss Kitty, you like
yeah.
banana pudding? Do you like banana pudding?
No,
I said, do you like banana pudding? Do you like banana pudding?
No, I don't.
What you like that sweet? What you like that sweet?
Nothing that you got.
Don't worry what I got. I just asked what you like that sweet.
Nothing that you got.
Oh, okay. All right, I'm back on mute, Antoine.
Oh, man, because I knew what you was getting ready to do. You about to be real nasty if you did that.
All right, well, move on. Well, the race is locked in with Lorraine. Bobby is going to run him. Bobby is not getting out of it. He's not playing punk out. He's coming. He's going to run Lorraine. And
I smell vagina.
I smell pussy. Is that you, Bobby?
I smell pussy. Is that you, Bobby? Let me go
ahead. Oh, man.
How you going to cut that man off, man? Stop that shit.
Fat Albert, let me ask you a question. Fat Albert, would it take you 60 days to have just one race? Would it take you 60 days for one race?
Well, the man said, look, him and his wife said they can't make it that day. Why can't y'all understand
Fat Albert.
That?
Fat Albert. No, I'm not taking that. That's bullshit, Fat Albert, because I just offered that man to lock him in, paid him for a tuner, bet him on a gap. I did everything I could to get him to the damn track, and he still wouldn't come.
And
I would out of the money.
Would you let a rat guard your team?
No, I tell you what I do. I tell you what I do. I'm going to be even more ignorant.
Okay.
I'll pay LaRon's punk out if he comes down to Del Mar and run me on the same day.
No, you won't. You ain't paying my punk out. Oh, no, you ain't. Oh, no.
Hey, LaRon, what day y'all racing on?
Man, the last.
That's the weekend of your birthday.
July 31st is our locked in race.
Where did he get this date from?
Man, that's the day he got permission to race.
Well, I'm saying is this on a testing tune day? Is it on an event? What is it?
I don't even know. I just know I got a call this morning that hey, July 31st
is the 25th on a Sunday, and it was done by the DP man.
Now, it's not the 25th. It's the 31st, ain't it?
No, it's the
25th. Oh, shit.
It's Sunday.
Oh, shit.
Joe, listen. They're trying to make you come on the wrong day.
Listen, Joe. You hear? You listening right?
Oh, no. I'm sorry, y'all. It's the 26th for me and EP. And OG Bobby race is, I got to look at my calendar. I got all these ass whoopings in. I got to find OG Bobby.
So you mean tell me y'all didn't, you didn't lock in on that same day for both of them cars?
Not,
that would have made more sense.
The 26th is